If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This program may contain scenes of violence, strong language, adult situations, and nudity, and therefore may be unsuitable for children under 17. Viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, my God, baby.
Oh, baby.
You feel amazing. Oh, I love you.
Sometimes when a man and a woman are attracted to each other, they want to be close to each other. And sometimes, the man puts his hoo-hoo dilly in the woman's cha-cha.
Oh, wait, just 1 minute.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Whoa.
And now,
what about the butt?
Excellent question.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, God, here we go again.
You already hate it. You haven't even heard it.
Leap year, leap year, oh leap year. One extra day is gonna happen on February 29th.
It's a leap year outside my window. It's a leap year behind the tree. I wish that you guys could see that I have way too much free time in February, and it's a leap year outside my window plane.
Leap year. Every year divisible by 4 is a leap year. Excepting years divisible by 100. 29 days instead of 28. Gregorian calendar. Seriously, I have way too much time on my hands. If your birthday's on the 29th, you get screwed. Everything's gonna be okay. All right, double cross. It's a leap year.
It's a leap year outside my window. It's a leap year behind the tree.
See, this is why you people are going out of business.
I know.
That was great.
Omar. Omar sounds like he's turning on his own bit now.
He does, yeah. He's starting to hate himself, and way too late for my taste.
Like 5 songs ago, is that he should have wised up?
Yes, he should have been hating himself for quite some time now.
That is good times right there.
Or?
No, it's just plain good times.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate the support. Thank you very much.
I love that song.
I don't watch me the... good morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 27th of February. I don't watch me the American Idol. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't like the music they play.
Right.
I'm not drunk, so I can't do karaoke.
Sure.
I understand.
I don't like the show.
I can understand why people don't watch American Idol, by the way. I happen to love it, but I can sure see why it's not for everybody.
You know me well enough to know that the music they pick is almost never music I like.
Right.
So whatever. But I was watching Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he had a clip of Paula Abdul talking to one of the singers.
Contestants, yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if this is good or bad, or she wants to kill the guy, or she's going to put him through the Hollywood. Maybe you could interpret what she means when she says this.
David, you are ridiculous. I want to squish you, squeeze your head off, and dangle you from my rearview mirror.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
He's real tiny and cute, I guess, in an extremely annoying to me Disney star way, by the way. And I think she just, you know, wanted to like give him a big bear hug and just eat him up.
But squeeze his head off.
I know.
And hang him from the rearview mirror. That doesn't sound cute.
She's not articulate. She's not. I'll tell you, on last night's show, and that's where that came from, Paula is you could almost tell she's selecting from a Chinese menu which one of the contestants she's going to bang this season.
Yeah.
Because she's in love with
It's him, clearly.
It might be. Yeah. It might be. But she's in love with 3 or 4 of them this year, and she is just going all gooey on them when they step up and she starts talking to them. I mean, she really does.
David, you are ridiculous. I want to squish you, squeeze your head off, and dangle you from my rearview mirror.
It does sound like a threat, like she's planning on making a lampshade out of his skin, but that's not how she meant it at all.
How do you know? What if?
Well, I could see the interaction between them. I could see the face and the smiles, and she was just, you know, she was just weak at the knees over this kid who's going to be her latest conquest.
What if we found out that Paula Abdul was a serial killer? Wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be awesome. Are you kidding me?
Taking out people in American Idol that anger her? We'd cut down on the lines of people trying out for the show.
So, in other words, when you get eliminated from the show, you get eliminated from the show.
Paula hangs you from her mirror. She's got a few in her wallet. She's got some in her glove box. It'd be awesome.
We see the testes off the back of her car, and they're real.
And multiples.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Oh, dear God. So we got another 6 months of American Idol. Where are we in the process?
I think it ends in May. I think it runs through this season. There are 20 contestants left.
And we still have to all through March and all through April?
I think so.
Wow.
And it's three nights a week.
Yeah, is it going to be 3 nights a week?
No, it's not. It's just right now because there's so many contestants. Last week they had 24, eliminated 4. Now they're down to 20. I think they're going to eliminate 4 more this week to get down to 16, then 4 more the following to get down to 12, and then it will go back to the two-night format where they perform on one night and then eliminate the next.
I'm just saying somebody should check on this guy.
David, you are ridiculous. I want to squish you, squeeze your head off, and dangle you from my rearview mirror.
That's interesting
She was awful last night. The last night was the first night this season where I've seen her where I thought she might be like back on the cough medicine or something.
Oh, good.
She's kind of loopy. Yeah.
Excellent.
She wasn't making a lot of sense most of the night.
One can only hope.
You know, I hate the American Idol talk, but if she crazy, bring in some clips of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll crazy. Keep my eyes peeled. Yeah, she definitely is. She was rambling and wandering last night, I'll tell you that.
I love that.
As she planned on who she was going to have sex with and who she was going to kill.
She has the choice. She has the power to have you live or die.
I know she does.
If you've watched her reality show, though, and Lisa will back me up on this, there's no way she's a serial killer because she cries if she can't get what she wants out of a vending machine.
Oh, sure.
So there's no way she's, like, offing people.
That's true. She just sits in the middle of the floor and weeps.
But that's what would make it so cool.
Maybe that's her front.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a helpless girl. I need where are my assistants? And then hanging a guy from her rearview mirror while he screams.
That worked for Ed Gein. He played it off in Wisconsin in the 50s like he was everybody's best friend and walked to the bread store and said hi to everybody. And next thing you know,
hey, Bean.
Yeah. Lampshades.
Who's Ed Gein?
Well, as Mike described, a famous serial killer from the 50s. He was one of the biggies. I'm a Gacy man myself, as you know, but I tip my hat to Gein.
Gein's my boy.
Bean is he? Loves serial killers. You like serial killers too, or is it just that?
Yeah.
Is it just American?
Define like.
American
I'm very
Psycho.
Intrigued by it. I don't like them. Yeah.
Like Bean, I'm saying he loves.
Love it. Yeah. Okay. Then yes, I love it.
Okay. If you could get his artwork, you would, and you would hang it in your house. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Bean does have. Is it original?
Yes.
John Wayne Gacy art.
Two paintings. Yeah. Two Gacy paintings. Yeah.
That sounds
one
creepy.
One is a self portrait. And the other is him – it's another self-portrait, but it's him dressed up as Pogo the Clown, which was the children's character that he used to play to lure young boys to the to the park, basically.
All right. That's creepy.
But anyway, good times. Hey, speaking of Psycho Mike actually took his wife to a Lakers game last
what?
Night. When was the last time he went out with his spouse? That was weird.
I can't remember.
That is the one place we do go together all the time. She goes to the Lakers game with me probably 75% of the time.
Oh, really? I saw the first half. Who won?
Oh, Lakers.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was talking to Beat about it. It was insane. It was a 3 to 5 point game either way for Trailblazers or the Lakers. Pretty much the entire game.
Yeah.
About 7 minutes left, Lakers decided, you know what, let's just make it a 17-point lead. And they just decided to start scoring at will.
Nice.
Good times.
Who's Will?
See? Smith? How do you do that?
Is that 11 in a row or something they've won?
Nine.
Nine in a row? Yeah. Unbelievable.
I got to get one of those flags. Where do I get those flags?
No!
I just say that's torture, Mike. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
All right.
We are going to have Psycho Body on the program today.
That's always fun.
Cojones.
We could talk about that, I suppose. Sure. Since we've been highlighting these bad sports videos, these bad team videos, we have been receiving links to some other fantastic ones. Yesterday... Yeah. It was the Dodger baseball boogie.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that was awesome. Before that, it was the Lakers' Just Say No to Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got the Raiders' song. We've got a song by the Eagles.
Wow.
We've got the Dolphins.
Yep.
Got a lot of good ones to tell you about.
Don't forget Ram It In.
Ram It In by the Rams.
Oh.
It is wow. I forgot Ram It In.
Ram It In. Come on.
Oh, my God.
We got sent another one this morning from the Calgary Flames, too. So apparently even white guys do these videos.
Right. But they're not. They're just lip syncing, right? They're not singing the song.
It's
like
still funny to look
at.
Most of
these others. Yeah. That's true. You want to hear a little of the Raiders song while we have time? Okay.
We are going to get Osama and his troops and his mama.
That's not it. That's not the Raiders song. We have to get back to you on that.
Wouldn't it be great if we turned the Raiders loose on Osama? They'd find him in like 2 days.
Maybe. Or Paula, for that matter.
Squeeze their heads hanging from the rearview mirror. Also on today's show, I don't know if you are one of the many that are taking part in this travesty, but depressed pets are now getting prescriptions for Prozac.
I may have a depressed pet, but so far we haven't gone that route.
Only because you weren't aware you could.
Well, I'm thinking she might just be 10 years old and slowing down. She might not be depressed at all.
You better start cramming Prozac down her just to see.
Maybe I should just see, right?
Yeah. You got a proper upper with antidepressants. Clearly, that's what's needed here.
So that's an ugly trend.
That's weird.
It's dumb. Let's be honest. That's stupid.
Yeah, now, I agree with you on the face of it, but the difference between you and me is you're able to make a decision based on zero information, and I am not. What if it helps? What if you give an antidepressant pill to a dog and the dog is way happier? Is it then still evil and bad?
Listen, I've done the research.
Isn't that just a dog's nature to be whatever it is?
That's what I think. I don't know. I mean, that you have.
Some dogs are really like hyper and stuff, and other dogs are just really relaxed and easygoing.
I don't know that we can possibly have enough information to know if that's what's needed
to diagnose a dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Plus, I've done the research. People are using street drugs. You know. How to leave a message on someone's answering machine.
Oh, I'm glad we're getting to that today. That's a crisis happening right there.
Bean has a friend, in quotes.
Hey, he's a friend.
It's not really as much a message as it is a monologue.
Oh, that's the worst.
I have a guy I've known forever, we'll play his message later, who there's no difference in how much time he spends on the phone, whether you're home or not.
Right. Sure, just talking and talking and talking.
Right. Doesn't matter whether I'm on the other end responding or not. He'll leave a message as if I were.
Good times. Also on today's show, we got an intervention with one of our people.
About time.
One of the family.
Yeah.
It's time. Sorry to say. And how to tell your girlfriend/boyfriend/husband/wife that they need to lose a little weight. This came up from a What A Do Nephew caller at the end of the show.
And a delicate conversation to have.
Yeah, and the guy that told us about it wasn't the guy to pull it off, I don't think, because he said, so the other night I was telling my girlfriend she needs to lose some weight. We were like, wow, that doesn't seem wise.
You're too fat. That's pretty much what he said.
So how to do that on today's Kevin and Bean Show, and don't forget we're still qualifying you to see Rage Against the Machine in Lisbon, Portugal, so that's coming up. Ralph's Showbiz Beat is next.
Still can't believe we don't have the inky hump somewhere. I mean, that just seems like, you know, it just fell in our lap. Had all those hump songs the other day.
Yeah. Stump, you mean?
Yeah, Stump. Yeah. That's fine, too. Yeah. All right, it's 5:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Wednesday morning. If you missed Jimmy Kimmel's explanation of how he made that fantastic new video with Ben Affleck that has been just the worldwide internet sensation, you'll hear it right after 6 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph is here with the first look at the showbiz beat for a new day. What's going on, Ralph?
Odd news coming out of Pamela Anderson's marriage.
Uh-oh.
Comes as no surprise that it was pretty honked up to begin with. She has filed for a divorce from her husband, Rick Solomon. This happened back in December, but the papers were uncovered yesterday, and apparently Pammy is asking for an annulment.
Oh, really?
Not just a divorce, based on fraud.
Dude,
fraud? Does that mean he was already married?
It means he's got no penis.
Yeah.
They got married, they went to have sex, boom, Ken doll, smooth plastic down there.
That's always a weird one.
Yeah.
Fraud.
It's nice to know she waited until she was married.
Oh, well, you know, she's a chaste young lady.
She is.
Sure. Well, usually it means, like Kevin said, either somebody's already married or they're gay
or they
you
lied
find
about
out.
Their bank account.
They lie about something or you find out that they're marrying you for reasons other than romantic ones. I mean, there are a lot of ways you can interpret fraud, and unfortunately, a lot of times those details don't ever get revealed.
Well, you know, when you get married in between magic shows in Vegas, when you're a magician's assistant.
Is that not how to do it?
I don't know what you can expect, really.
You barely know each other?
Yeah. I mean, the whole premise, it's under mystery and magic. I mean, there's bound to be some fraud in there for God's sake.
Yeah. The other half of annulment, by the way, is that you'd never consummate the marriage. You can get an annulment that way, too.
I find that hard to believe.
No, that's not the case here.
No.
Not this one. No, this one's definitely fraud.
Details are coming out about the post-Oscar parties.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of just drunken debauchery going on, apparently.
Excellent.
Yeah. Sean Penn and this Petra Nemkova, this is the real deal, apparently.
Is it really?
At Prince's party, the witnesses say they were all over each other.
Boobies!
And Sean doesn't strike me as the public display of affection kind of dude.
He doesn't.
No, not at all.
Why don't you kiss me like Spicoli? Then it'd be all funny, Petra asked him.
How dare you?
And then he was just quiet, didn't really say anything back to her. Remember that time you were talking to Sean Penn, Kevin?
Yep.
Remember that?
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. He's changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin.
No,
but I did. But I did. It did lead me into my next question, which is a guy who has.
Here's what I like. I like the fact that B knew it was such a mistake that he didn't even give.
No. No, we're covering as much as we can.
Usually, Bean's the kind of guy that lets you hang out there.
Time for a response.
But he was so embarrassed that he felt obligated to just save you.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah. He had to step in.
If you've seen the movie, by the way, the tragic tale of the guy's death, you can't imagine that Kevin asked that
question. But look, you were saying, did you consider you play? You're talking about Sean Penn playing. I know.
That's a legitimate question because he's an actor.
Leads right into the comedy, though. What are you going to do?
Gotta go
back. I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
Oh, stop it, Kevin.
What was that?
Kevin just pissing off celebrities.
It's Ralph jumping in trying to save us.
Yeah. That's the Leonard Nimoy disaster right there after the Sean Penn disaster.
My new band, by the way, Leonard Nimoy disaster.
Oh, they're very good.
Also at Prince's party, apparently Orlando Bloom was there with his new girlfriend, Rumor Willis.
Ew!
Oh, really?
Really?
Who's the woman in that relationship, by the way?
Huh. No kidding.
Bloomy.
Yeah.
Christina Milian. Milian, rather. Apparently was hanging out and flirting with Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't she read the papers? Dude's going to jail. The IRS is going to throw him in the slam.
I was surprised to see him at the Oscars, weren't you guys?
He was there with Spike Lee. Was his.
That's right. Yeah.
Date.
His date. Yeah. So apparently Wesley back there in the Hollywood community. And also at the Prince party, Javier Bardem, or Xavier Bardem, if you're Regis Philbin, changed out of his tux into jeans, a t-shirt, and tennis shoes, and just played pool for hours.
There you go. That's a fun night.
The way to relax after the Oscars, I guess. Yeah. Apparently he was also dancing with his girlfriend, Penelope Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nice work there, Hav.
Bobby!
Javi, as we call him. Congratulations to Jamie Lynn Spears. She's picked up her GED.
Oh, that's
such good news.
She is the fourth teenage girl in the history of Louisiana to get her GED at the same time she was pregnant at 16. So congratulations, Jamie Lynn, you white trash whore. God damn it. Make this so. Make it be true. National Enquirer's got a story saying Charlie Sheen is furious with his ex-wife, Denise Richards, because she has put together this reality show. You know, she's doing a reality show.
No, I didn't.
What is it? Putting her life back together post-divorce from Charlie Sheen as a single mom with her two kids in Hollywood.
Oh, please.
Listen, everybody. Your life isn't necessarily interesting enough to make a TV show out of.
Not everything deserves it.
It's because you're a single mom of two. That's not automatically a show. But apparently Denise believes it is. However, Charlie is furious about it, especially the fact that his two daughters are going to be on the TV show. And he doesn't want them put into a spotlight.
Yeah.
How old are they, do you know?
Little. They're like,
oh, that's not right.
Yeah, like two
three
or, four.
Or something.
Yeah, two or four, something like that. So apparently, Charlie has taken matters into his own hands and has put a call into the producer of the show, asking to keep the girls out of the spotlight. Apparently, the producer's response that the decision should be based on business, not personal relationships. This apparently sent Charlie into a rage, so he started screaming at the producer, and rumor has it he is so ticked off that he has threatened to take things to a physical level if he ever sees the producer on the streets.
Yes.
The producer of the show, by the way, Ryan Seacrest.
Yay! No kidding.
Charlie, kick his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to see Charlie just beat him down.
You don't think Ryan can defend himself?
Let's find out.
I think the
answer. I mean, his head is in between my legs.
Right.
Let's find out.
I'm just guessing here, but no.
Let's find out. Oh, it'd be great, Charlie, just pummeling Seacrest. That'd be awesome.
That's the reality show, by the way. Screw Denise and the kids.
Yeah, Charlie versus Ryan.
I drink your milkshake.
Like MMA style, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
5 minute rounds. Everything goes.
Round.
No gouging.
Yeah.
No knees to the head when the man's down.
It's Ryan. You can gouge.
You can gouge a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
By the way, the American Idol last night?
Yeah.
Bean, your boy, the Australian.
Yeah.
He sucked. He was bad.
Not a good performance last night, that's for sure.
But David Archuleta, that's the way to go, I think.
I don't care for him, though, I'll tell
you. How can you not care for him?
I don't dig him.
He's going to the finals.
He may.
The kid who sang Imagine last night?
Didn't like him.
You didn't like him.
No.
That's surprising to you, Ralph?
The kid was the best of the night, by far. By far.
Didn't like
him. Is that the kid that Paula said?
David, you are ridiculous. I want to squish you, squeeze your head off, and dangle you from my rearview mirror.
Yeah, that was him.
All right. I thought he won't win. It was he was so far out of his league last night. But I thought the brother had the performance of the night last night. I thought that was the best of all of the singing last
Shakizzi?
Night. Yeah.
Yeah, Shakizzi was good, but
he did real, real well.
That David kid, he's
yeah, he's got legs.
Kids love him. Everybody loves him.
But am I right though that Paula last night was definitely cruising for a new boyfriend? She was definitely going to have sex with someone tonight. She's just trying to decide which contestant she wanted.
I think he's hot. I think he's cute. I loved him. I thought it was good.
It just makes you furious. Not everyone can be good.
Yeah.
Some people have to have off nights, Paula.
I thought it was good.
She back
she's
on
useless.
The sauce?
I think she is. I think
a little bit last night.
She was a little juice last night. I'm hoping as the pressure of the season builds, she'll start hitting it more and more.
Me too.
Hitting the NyQuil or whatever she drinks out of that Coke cup of hers. And lastly, actress Amisha Barton was in court yesterday. She was officially charged with a DUI. But wait, it gets better. Driving without a license. Got to have one of those if you're driving, kids. And
right?
Possession of marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, Amisha Barton.
Well done.
Yeah, she was stopped by cops on December the 27th in West Hollywood. At the time of their arrest, she didn't realize she was straddling two lanes of traffic as she made a left-hand turn without signaling.
I can do it.
Cops frown on that. They also frown on you carrying weed and being loaded and not having a license.
Not big fans of any of that.
Combines for a bad day. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Josh Groban, big star, big
Fair
star.
Face?
Fair face. 27 years old today. Chelsea Clinton turns 28. Did you see the debate last night?
No, God, no.
No, I didn't watch this one.
Oh, it was a good one.
No.
This was their 20th debate, you guys.
Yeah, they got another five more to go.
Dude.
But Chelsea was trotted out there. They saddled her up and rode her out on stage.
Did Hillary pimp her out?
Yeah, she pimped her out.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent. Speaking of the presidential elections, Ralph Nader turned 74 years old today. Hey, Ralph, lay down.
Yeah.
You're 74. Take a nap through, I don't know, December. How about
right.
That?
That'd be good.
Movie star Elizabeth Taylor, one of the biggest movie stars in the world, and I mean biggest.
Yeah.
She's 76 years old today.
Kevin has said on the air before that he has never seen a single Elizabeth Taylor movie.
I haven't.
You're missing out, dude.
The only thing I know about her is she's way old and has a lot of diamonds.
Right? She hasn't always been old.
About it.
Back in the day, she was the most beautiful woman in Hollywood.
She was
Angelina Jolie of her time.
Yes.
The most beautiful
wow,
woman.
That's hard to imagine.
No, she was banging hot.
That's hard to imagine.
She was.
But 60 years ago.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it's hard to imagine.
A movie that she was in.
Nah.
Then you wouldn't have to imagine. You could actually
movies.
See.
You know, I'm not into them.
You would like Giant, I think, with Rock Hudson and Jimmy Dean. You would like that one. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, Paul Newman. That's a good movie.
She's a good actress. I'll tell you that.
I got that busy schedule.
Just take 20 minutes out, man. Just watch a portion of the movie just to see how hot she is and say, damn, they're right. She was smoking hot.
All right.
How hot was the sex on the set of Butterfield 8? That's what I want to ask you, Ralph.
Hot.
How crazy was she in that movie?
Hot. She won her Oscar for that, Kevin. Oscar.
Butterfield 8.
Butterfield 8. She plays a whore. Plays a prostitute.
Well, all right.
Now you're in. Now you're interested. Yeah. She is 76 years old, as I mentioned. And Joanne Woodward, speaking of Paul Newman, she's a very talented actress, married to Paul Newman for, I don't know, 71 years of her 78, I think. she celebrates her birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So a couple days ago, we're taking calls at the end of the show like we do. It's a feature called What It Do Nephew that we do right before we sign off each day. And a guy called up, and he was in a very bad way because he had trouble at home. And I guess his problem, if I remember, Kevin, was that his wife or girlfriend had put on a few pounds, and he tried to broach that subject and did not necessarily have the skills to get through that conversation.
Yeah, I don't even think the conversation was about that.
No, he just threw it out at the end, I think.
It was just like, it was just offhand. He's like, so I'm telling my wife that she needs to lose some weight.
Yeah.
And
by the way, he sounded fat.
And he moves on. Of course, yeah.
He sounded enormous.
And we tried to stop him and say, dude, let's go back to that first part where you tried to tell your wife to lose some weight. Seriously, how do you do that?
How do you do that? I mean, I was thinking about this because I knew we were going to have the conversation, and I just want to throw this out as this suggestion is you wait till she walks by you, and then you just say kind of under your breath,
"That girl's fat."
I mean, you just
that's how you would do it.
I'm just asking, is that not the way to go?
And then she says, "What's that?" And you said, "What? I didn't hear anything."
Huh? Nothing. Huh? I don't think that's the way to go either.
No. We brought this up yesterday after the show, and Alex and Lisa and all the women in the office were quick to point out to us, as if guys are stupid and don't know this, that women are aware of how much they weigh down to the half an ounce, okay?
Yes.
If they're fat, they know it. Right, Lisa? Is that your point? Am I summarizing?
And they're probably trying to do something about it. They're just failing. And actually, you usually know if your woman is trying to diet or lose weight or exercise or whatever. It's just it's hard to do. And sometimes you just, for a short time, you just go, F it. I'm just not going to worry about it
but
for a while.
But aren't they always on a diet? Aren't so women always on a
yes.
diet?
Yes.
So, Lisa, you're saying it's not worth it to even try.
I mean, it depends on the woman. You could, maybe it could give some women a little bit of motivation.
How?
Well, she's got to be the right kind of woman. You have to have the right kind of relationship, and you have to say it in the right way.
Wow, that's a lot of restrictions.
There's a lot of minds.
Well,
you have
I would
to
like
dodge.
For people to call who tried this and it went poorly.
And I would, that would be everyone.
And I would like you to tell us what you said, how it went, and where you think you went wrong.
So we can learn by finding out what not to do, Kevin? That's what you're suggesting? All right, let me ask you this, Lisa. How would it work in your situation? God forbid, you don't need it, but how would it work in your situation, knowing you, the woman you are, knowing the boyfriend that you have now, the relationship that you have, what would you want to hear from him if he wanted to bring this topic up?
He could say, "Sweetie, I know you're trying to lose weight. Let me help by making you dinner every night, a nice healthy dinner." That would be helpful.
So it's a positive because he's going to make you dinner.
Yes.
And he's acknowledging that you're trying to lose weight without saying, "Hey,
and you know,
fatty,
I think
how
you're
about
beautiful,
less fat?
But I'm just trying to help you meet your goals."
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now you say that as if your response to him would not be, "Oh, you're saying I'm a fat ass?"
That's true.
That is true. Because we know how women are.
That's the best way you could say it, and yet probably shouldn't be said.
Probably not.
would you prefer that he doesn't say anything at all? Would that be best?
Well, no. I mean, if he would it be
unspoken and awkward if he didn't?
If he offered to help in a really positive way, that would be welcome. I mean, I might be a little pissed for a couple of days, but I'd get over it.
What if he did this?
What?
If he was going to say, "I want to help you meet your goals, I'll make a healthy dinner for you," he would be smarter to say, "Hey, I'm going to try and lose some weight. Do you mind if I make some..." How about that?
Brilliant.
See?
Brilliant.
Then you don't have to point the finger and say, "Hey, fatty, be less fat."
But if he's a guy who doesn't gain weight and eats all the crap in the house all the time, and that's
you
all
you already
around
hate
house,
him for that,
yeah,
I can tell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I got a problem.
It's funny because I agree with Lisa that most women are way more painfully aware of how much they weigh than you are as the guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know in my case, my wife is in great shape and it bothers her. And I'm like, "Well, what bothers you? You could gain more weight and I wouldn't care." But it bothers her. She wants to be in shape. She wants to be healthy.
Right.
But if I was living with somebody, here's the question. If you're living with somebody and, you know, it's not a 10-pound swing. Let's say it's a 100-pound swing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
150. I
don't know. I
mean, there's got to be a point.
Yeah,
I mean,
but 100, 150, those are the real exceptions. No, almost no one is carrying that much extra weight.
Most people,
the problem is 15, 20 pounds. That's what most people have to lose.
Wait, Mike.
Barring a girl having like a pre-existing heart condition or something, would it be wrong to like surreptitiously like sprinkle some meth in her drinks or something? Just never say anything.
I don't think you should probably drug her without her knowledge.
Don't do that. It'll work. And then no one has to talk about it.
But then you'd have to continue doing it forever.
That's not
she'd
the
be
answer.
Really crazy.
But then she'd talk a lot more.
That's true.
That's not what you're looking for.
It is interesting, by the way, and I know that, you know, everybody's heard the differences between men and women, but particularly on this issue, I mean, I can't imagine it would bother a guy if the woman said, "Dude, you're packing it on.
No.
Wow, you're getting fat." A guy just doesn't.
Not as much.
It wouldn't really bother a guy that much, though.
Not
even
as
if he,
much. Yeah, you're right. Because a guy's identity isn't rolled up in his looks the way it is for a woman.
Well, that's because men have something else to offer other than their bodies, Lisa.
Because we're less judgmental, Bean.
All right, let's not get ugly here, people.
I have a serious question.
It's because men can earn a living. That's why.
Oh, come on, Bean, you're not helping.
Because maybe men have personalities. It doesn't just have to be about their looks. You think about that?
I have a serious question, Lisa. Is it more motivating or is it kind of frustrating for a woman if the guy is conscious of his looks and has a six-pack, if your husband or boyfriend is, you know, ripped?
I think it's motivating.
Is it?
Yeah, I would think so. I think
that's
it'd be
Mike
helpful.
Saying, my wife really thinks I look hot. Does that make her feel bad?
Yeah, of course.
I'm thinking, is that a good tactic?
I lift weights.
Is that a good tactic for a fat dude?
I hope I'm not making her feel bad.
Shape?
Not
yeah.
say anything and start getting buff.
All right,
absolutely.
You be quiet, Mike. Let's go to Danny in Boyle Heights and take one call here before we break, and then we'll come back with some more calls. You tried to tell someone this, and it didn't go well. By the way, it could be a girl telling a guy, too, if it didn't
sure.
go well. Danny in Boyle Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
what
Danny.
Happened with you?
This is Santa Monica.
Yes! Bastard! I love you.
If you're only going to take one call, that's the one to take.
Here's why he's good, because he always puts something up there. He lies to our phone screener to tell us something that makes us want to go to him first.
Yep. He's
exactly.
really good.
He's a professional. All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem.
Morning, it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39 on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
All right, we're not making fun of the fatty, okay? But let's say you're dating a hippo and you want to somehow bring it up. There's no real delicate way to do that. Lisa just pointed out in the example that we gave that even if you do it perfectly, the girl's still going to be pissed for a couple of days.
Yeah,
you could,
we can't help it.
You could arrange the neighborhood kids and get them to...
Fatty, 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 fatty.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. You tried to have that conversation with your significant other, and it did not go well. That's the call on the table. Where do you want to start? We've got some great calls.
Start with John and Covini. Good morning, John.
Morning.
You tried this.
Yeah, I started dating a girl. She was about a 5'6".
Yep.
And after a while, we ended up having a kid, and she went from a 5'6 to a size 14.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And
shut up, Bean. It's no wonder all women hate you.
Yes, I hate him even more right now.
Because I'm telling the truth.
You've never walked around with Bean. You've never seen this until you walk around with Bean and not a word is said. But we'll get on an elevator or something and all the women look at him with daggers. They want to kill him.
They
can sense he's a douche.
Yes.
All right, so John, so you got the size 14 wife. Then what do you do?
I said, okay, you know, now the baby's gone. You want to go to the gym. You want to go for walks. I'll pay for your membership. What do you want to do? She goes, oh, I'll do it on my own, She went from a size 14 to a size 26.
Ooh.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Now I'm sitting here going, okay, this is starting to not tickle me so much. We need to do something, and she goes, it's your fault that I'm putting on all this weight. You're depressing me, and I'm like, okay, whatever.
John, we're just trying to have a laugh here, man.
We're not your psychiatrist.
Right, you should be talking to a professional right now and get off the phone.
All right, so she blamed him because he brought it up and whatever.
And he got thin, he said. And then she
So he lost the weight
more.
And then she got mad at him?
Yeah.
Dumb bitch.
Yeah, he wasn't a prize eater. Come on. Jake at Anaheim, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Lisa May.
Hi, Jake.
All right, what did you try?
I was dating my ex-girlfriend, actually, and I went over to her house. I just had on, like, basketball shorts, and she said she wanted to go out. So I asked her if I could borrow a pair of jeans, and I put them on, and I kind of just looked at her slowly and just said, can I get a belt, please? Because they were falling off of me.
Oh, dude.
It kind of just hit the fan after that, man.
So that didn't go well either? Can I get a belt, please?
Yeah.
Let me write that down as a negative.
But you were asking to borrow jeans because you did not wear basketball shorts out. It's not like you did it to point out that she was bigger than you, right?
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of happened that way.
But were you okay with her size right up until that moment?
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I don't get it. She must have had wide hips or something, because I don't think she was that big. I mean, I just don't know.
Well, you guys don't have hips is the problem. You guys don't have hips. So if you got no hips and no butt, it's a good chance that our jeans are going to be bigger than yours.
Weird. I thought I had hips.
Ugh, look at how fat you are. You disgust me.
Yeah,
oig, oig, fatty.
That's probably not the way to go either. Joey in Redondo Beach. Good morning.
What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Joey?
All right, how did you do it?
Well, we're just having a couple people over, you know. We're doing a little barbecue, and she's had a few drinks, and I think she gets a little wild hair, and, you know. She's like, honey, let's take the bike out, the street bike, you know.
Right, motorcycling. You
know? And it's been a while since she's been on the bike. So right. I was kind of like, sweetheart. It didn't magically turn into a tow truck.
Oh, come on. You did not say that.
Yeah,
come
I did.
You did not.
As soon as the words left my mouth, I knew I was in trouble.
Well, now you should have known that before they came out.
What were you thinking?
But it made the best story. She's not with me anymore, but I get to tell everyone I did it.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! All
right. So there is a happy ending.
I guess if that's your goal.
I'm a huge tub of lard.
Well, apparently not.
Let's go to Fernando, who has a unique idea. Fernando, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, folks?
Can I have a belt is out and the motorcycle isn't going to turn into a tow truck is out. What do you have?
I have the subliminal message. Ooh. I figured that I couldn't really approach it talking to her, so I tried to do it in her sleep, whisper in her ear, I need to lose some weight.
And so she would say, yes, you do?
No, well, actually, I told her, I was telling her, and I thought she was asleep. So I told her a couple times. One day she just wakes up, I guess after a bad day, looks at me dead in the face, and she goes, I get it. Got up, stormed off, and went home.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you really think talking to her while she sleeps would work?
Dude, I figured it was better than just, like, telling her flat out, like, all these rest of these guys. So,
true.
I mean, what's the worst thing that happened?
Wow. What happened is what's the worst thing that could happen. All right, exactly. So subliminal during sleep, not the good.
Let's talk to some of the women.
Hey, fatty, you are fat.
All right. Let's go to Gwen in Fullerton. Good morning, Gwen.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. With me.
Hi, Gwen.
Your man told you to drop a few LBs?
Yeah, we were dating for like a month, and he decides, hey, honey, I'm going to start losing some weight. How about you do it with me?
Did that work?
Okay, that didn't sound awful.
No, it didn't work. We'd only been dating like a month. What the hell is the problem?
That isn't very long.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like we're talking like the first guy who, what did he say? She was a 6 and then a 14 and then a 26?
Right.
You were pretty much, like I'm sure you were pretty much the same weight you were when he met you.
Yeah, basically.
I mean,
when couples date and they get comfortable and they both put on weight because they eat at home and they drink and whatever, and then they decide to lose weight together.
Right, that's different.
But this is a month in.
But Gwen, truthfully, you're lucky anyone went out with you at all.
Oh, stop it. What is wrong with you?
This is for all the fat girls!
Let's go to Susie in Anaheim. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Hi, Susie.
What'd your boyfriend do?
Well, my husband I had two kids back-to-back, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I gained I went from 140 pounds to 214 pounds.
Oh, dude!
Okay.
Two kids back-to-back, okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, and so...
She didn't have time to lose weight in between.
100 pounds?
100 pounds a lot.
It's not 100 pounds, it's like 60.
Well, now it's better, but like...
All right, Susie, what did he try to tell you?
Not only did he tell me that it looked like pizza dough...
Your stomach?
He told you your stomach looked like pizza dough?
Yeah.
That's the worst way to do it.
And he taught my son to play with it like pizza dough.
Fatty.
He taught your son to play with it. Wow.
So, now it's kind of gone, but...
You think?
I swear to God.
Is he gone?
Drop it.
It
was a playful thing because I'm not uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know?
You should be. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm back down now.
I'm just kidding. Thank you for the call.
Don't have any more kids, all right?
Pizza dough.
We don't have time.
It's
we have.
I know. We got some great ones.
We have Ray and Covina that grabs the fat.
Sure.
We had Bobby, who apparently the boyfriend told her to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mark, who told her to lose some weight or he'll leave her.
She didn't lose weight. I assume he left, right?
I would certainly hope so. You people just have no idea what you're doing, do you? Let's take Mark quickly. Mark?
Okay.
Oh, he's already hung up. Damn it, he hung up. Oh, that was the guy that told her he'd leave her. All right. Well, good work, people.
I think the moral of the story is don't do what you've just heard described.
Don't try any of
it. It's interesting that Paramore had been together for a number of years before Kevin interviewed them.
Yep.
And now nothing but trouble. Canceling shows, the whole deal. I'm just saying.
About. Nice work, band killer.
Yep. Speaking of bands Kevin broke up, congratulations to Damaris Garcia from Alhambra, who just won tickets, just won the Rage Against the Machine CD catalog and is qualified for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to see Rage in Lisbon, Portugal. That grand prize drawing at around 7:15 on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. It's Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Alhambra, one of my favorite cities, by the way. Love me some Alhambra. This is a bad idea.
Yes.
Just announced Dwayne Johnson. You remember him as The Rock?
Sure.
He is just signed to star as the Tooth Fairy in an upcoming movie of the same name.
What?
No.
The people who brought you Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Oh, sure.
No.
Now bring you the Tooth Fairy. about an ordinary man who has to become the Tooth Fairy to save the Tooth Fairy Kingdom.
Which is the exact same thing as the Christmas movies, where he had to become Santa Claus.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
But this will come out just in time for the Tooth Holiday.
Which is...
that everyone loves so much.
Which is when...
I don't think they have a day, do they?
Well, they will now.
Hey, do kids still get the Tooth Fairy story? Did that one survive?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's ask someone with kids. Oh. Kevin, do you slip money for your kids' teeth?
Yep.
Like $100 bills? Like
a penny.
You have Linus going to there?
Linus
does leave them bearer bonds?
There's no Linus. I don't have a Linus.
Where has Linus been, by the way?
We
how about
check
an update
in with
from
Linus.
Our friend Linus?
I'm worried. I think Kevin might have squished him, ripped his head off, and hung him from his rearview mirror.
Like they do.
I think might have happened. That, yes, Psycho Mike.
That Tooth Fairy movie will be a huge hit. It'll be a monster.
Why do you say that?
Because all the Rock's little family-friendly movies are huge, and the kids love him. He's like the next
big... But I hate it so much.
The kids do love him.
That's I agree.
But I hate it so much.
He's the next... Like,
what was the football one he just did, though?
Gridiron Gang?
No, the one where he had the bait...
Just recently. Oh, he's the big tough football player, but then he had a little...
What a surprise! You've got a daughter! Oh, hope she doesn't put your dog in a tutu!
How can I be a
father? Hope she doesn't put bedazzles on your game ball!
If you don't know the title, email it to Ralph at
KRock.com. No, do not do that.
The game plan.
Have it. The game plan.
Or as Dave or as Alex writes, the game plane.
The game plane, yes. Yeah. They took the game plane to the game plan.
His last three movies have all opened big at number one, by the way. The Rock has a built-in family audience. Mike's right about that.
Here, but this is an excuse to put big, muscly Rock into a little pink outfit with wings and ha ha ha. Isn't that funny?
That's going to be wacky. It is going to be wacky.
Disturbs me to no end.
You know, one of the criticisms that I heard of the Academy Awards is that there were so many presenters like The Rock and Miley Cyrus and people like that instead
Disney.
Of actual actual movie stars though, that people
Disney
like.
Was ABC. You know, like Disney was ABC.
Sounds like
true.
You got a cough there, right?
I do. I got a little hack.
But there was a day when, you know, Al Pacino would step out and give an award, or Meryl Streep, or somebody with some gravitas instead of maybe The Rock and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
They have gravitas in Alhambra.
I bet they do.
Yes.
No one's thought of this yet, but Disney does own ABC.
What? Why didn't we think of that?
Ralph didn't bring that up. Yeah. That's interesting.
Speaking of the Oscars, I mentioned earlier this week that Whoopi Goldberg was in tears on The View.
Yes. Yes.
Because they said they purposely let her out of the montage of hosts of the Oscars. They never showed her hosting the Oscars.
Didn't she get up and walk over and hug her fellow?
Yes, because she said, "Your support means more to me than anything they could have done on Oscar night. Thank you." And she cried and hugged all the girls on The View.
Bitch. Pretentious. I think they made the right choice, by the way, just forgetting that ugly chapter in the Oscars history.
Here's the thing. Gil Cates, I guess if you bitch loud enough, someone's got to talk to you, right?
Got to respond.
Gil Cates, who is the producer of the Oscar telecast, put out the following statement saying, The montage was 80 exciting moments of the Academy Awards. It was not a montage about hosts. So not everybody made it. And Steve Martin, for example, who also hosted the Oscars one year, also did not appear in the
How
montage.
About that?
Yeah. He's not whining.
Was there some crying from Steve?
No crying from Steve. So I guess he wanted her to know there was an absolute oversight. There was no intentional slight whatsoever by not including her in the montage. They showed her win her a freaking Oscar, by
the
way.
They did. Yeah, it's fine. She got a lot of time there.
God, we got to napalm that View studio. We just got to take them all. There's no, there are no goddamn good over there.
There's no good coming out of that studio.
It really isn't. David Letterman.
So shame on you, Barack Obama.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah. Exactly.
David Letterman had a bit the other night on the Day in the Life of Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
It was like 8 o'clock a.m. has his usual breakfast of strained tobacco. 10 o'clock a.m. increases hatred for the United States by watching The View. That's just so
That's
funny.
Strong.
I really hope Whoopi is on next year's Oscars in the memoriam section.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm just saying.
Michael Jackson may be losing the Neverland Ranch.
I already lost it.
No, apparently he's got to come up with $25 million by March 19th, or the property goes into foreclosure.
$25 million?
If he doesn't come up with the money by the deadline, the property will be sold to the highest bidder at a public auction.
Is he still on those Beatles songs?
Yeah.
Where he gets most of his money now?
Yes.
Yeah, he still has that, I think he sold it to Sony, though. I think he's already sold off those rights.
I don't know.
I think he's already made the money.
I thought he sold part of it.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
Just part of the catalog. Remember. Anyway, he's got to find a quick $25 million in order to save his house.
Simple.
Yeah. I wonder how much. I wonder A, if he cares because he hasn't even visited the place in 5 years. But B, if he has any equity in it at all. I mean, will he stand to lose a lot of money if he loses that house, or is he so upside down on it it doesn't matter to him?
Good question.
I don't know.
See, unanswered.
We had an economist here to talk about the state of the dollar.
If you're auctioning it off, you don't get any money.
Right, he doesn't get it, but I just wonder how much he has in it. He may not have that much money in it. He may have just bought it for a fraction. You know?
So he won't care and won't want to come up with the $25 million.
Right, right.
You'll find a lot of little skeletons if they start digging up around there. That's all I'm saying.
That's enough.
Could be animals.
Oh, I see.
Could be anything. You don't animals. Know. I'm just saying it's odd, small skeletons found.
Hmm. All right. I don't know if that county would allow it, but it sure seems to me like this would be ripe for some developer to go in there and make a Neverland amusement ranch and have it open to the public for people to come and see Neverland.
I think a lot of people would want to. My first instinct is saying, who the hell would want to? But then I realize his international fan base is still monstrous, so maybe they could do it.
Kind of museum.
Yeah.
Wax figure. Looks more like him than he makes no money off of it.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be awesome.
And lastly, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies are right around the corner.
It's happening Monday
in New York City, and they just announced who will be inducting whom. That's a big privilege, you know, if you get to induct one of your favorite stars.
Who is going to be doing that?
Oh, Gilligan. Here's going to induct whom into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Justin Timberlake will have the honor of inducting Madonna. That's appropriate, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pals.
Yeah. Tom Hanks will bring in the Dave Clark Five. Big American band in the 60s, big pop band in the 60s.
Is that what he based that movie on with this band?
The Thing You Do?
Not really?
It's that era, that kind of music, you know, Beatlesque kind of music. He's a big fan of that genre. So.
Okay.
Billy Joel will induct John Mellencamp. Lou Reed will induct the Canadian singer-songwriter Leonard Cohen. John Fogerty will do the Ventures, the Surf Guitar Kings.
Sure.
Ben Harper will bring in a harmonica master and producer named Little Walter.
Oh, Little Walter's good.
Oh, we all love Little Walter.
Yeah. He is good.
So you can check that out on VH1.
Which of us was serious?
I have many of his records.
VH1 Classic will carry the event live on Monday, if you would care to check it out. Speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, David Bowie, legendary rocker. He was inducted in 1996. He just did an interview with the New York Post and said that he regrets his drug use in the 70s.
Really?
He said, first of all, it made him hang out with Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh, did he say
didn't
that?
Say that.
Yeah, it says it right here. No, it says it left him with emotional damage and a mind like Swiss cheese, his quote.
Yeah.
Well, it makes drugs sound fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Good times.
Apparently, his regret is... is apparent in his next record. He just released his newest single off his record. Here it is.
Oh, I didn't know. Taste.
I've got a mind like Swiss cheese. 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 I've got a mind like Swiss cheese.
Why?
I've got a mind like Swiss cheese.
Sure, that's all right.
I've got a mind like Swiss cheese.
Wow.
I've got a mind like Swiss cheese. 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 I've got a mind like Swiss cheese.
Okay. All right, David. We get it.
New single. You know,
wow.
Explains a lot about his lyrics now when you
think
about it.
Yes, it does.
Grandma, please copy that.
Let's all play something. Lisa, you have anything you'd like to play at the same time?
No, not really. I'm fine.
Me neither. Hey, Saturday. What are you doing Saturday?
Not what you are.
I'm doing what you're doing Saturday.
Not what you are. Come out and join Lisa and myself, Psycho Mike, Dave the King of Mexico, Alex, Cat Corbett, DJ Omar, and the Ones and Twos. Lightning. We're all going to be at the Santa Anita Handicap Day Microbrew Festival. It's one of our favorite events of the year. We just had one not too long ago, and it was a blast.
You guys getting a feeling for when I'm going to be allowed back?
They don't really bring it up
not
anymore.
Much.
No.
All right.
The Kevin incident, as it's referred to around Santa Anita, is not really talked about freely.
Just checking.
It happens at Santa Anita Racetrack, just east of Pasadena in beautiful downtown Arcadia, right up the 210 freeway. Gates open at 10 a.m. The first race is going to be at noon. It's only $5 to get in. 25 different microbreweries will be there for your sampling pleasure, and we have a live band as well. The Bee Fountain is the name of the band. Omar will also be playing records.
Saturday!
That's what he does.
Yeah.
11 different races, and you get a free digital alarm clock with paid admission. Come on now. It's better than a beach towel or some Stein. It's a freaking digital alarm clock.
I hope they give him away at the end.
Yeah, so they
don't.
Yeah.
Thank God Kevin's not going to be there.
Yeah,
imagine the damage he could do with a digital alarm clock.
Come on. Scary.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Elizabeth Taylor, legendary movie star, is 76. Joanne Woodward is 78. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow would have been 201 today.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going back 200 years?
I don't want to give some for the poetry fans, you know?
Do we have any?
Sure.
All right.
And Josh Groban's 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Here's something about Bean that you probably, if you listen a lot, you know this for sure, and that is that he does not have a good attention span.
Right.
I'm the one they make fun of because if I see a shiny coin, I get distracted. But Bean, if you tell a story that takes any longer than, say, 8 seconds, he's out. I mean, really, really, you have to get it out quickly. And he's got less patience than anyone I've ever met. And it kind of ruins it when you go out and you're talking to normal people, because now you start to go, hey, speed it up here. We got to.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing with Bean. He bores us with all his useless information.
Yes,
and then
correct.
Mike and I will start to have a conversation. Granted, it may be something that just the two of us are interested in. And he gets so pissed. Stop talking. Oh, yeah, it's so boring. Why don't you do that at home?
I can't remember a time before this conversation started.
Yeah.
All right, guys, listen. This one's not about me.
Okay.
This isn't about me much as it is about a universal problem that we've not addressed on this show. And I think it's high time that we did. Okay. And that is the proper use of answering machines. And I'm talking about outgoing messages, and I'm talking about incoming messages.
You're talking about the length.
Yes, I'm talking about the length. Exactly. Now, outgoing messages, and Kevin, you're with me on this, I think, really just you almost don't even need to leave an outgoing message, because people understand if the machine picks up, it's because you can't or don't want to pick up the phone. It's understood. You don't need 40 seconds of, well, I'm not here right now, but I'm glad you called. And if you leave a message and then tell me who you are and what your number is, then when I get back in, I'll give you a call and I'm sorry I missed you. And it just goes on and on. None of that.
That
is
understood. My outgoing message is, hey, it's Kevin. I can't be there. Leave a message.
Me too.
That's it. It's about 4 seconds.
That's all you need. All right. So that's thing one, okay? Now, thing two is, and I got to make sure that people understand very clearly what I'm saying here. If I don't answer the phone, don't try to have a conversation with me, okay? Don't tell me on your message everything that you would have told me had I answered the phone. That's not what the answering machine is for.
But isn't that them saving you a callback?
I'm not going to call them back anyway.
Oh.
Well, that's why they do it.
Then that's, he's got to get it all in.
I'm not going to call it back anyway. Now, I have a very dear friend that I'm a little reticent to play this on the air because I haven't spoken with him about this because I don't pick up the phone when he calls.
Right.
And, you know, I love him to death.
He must be a very dear friend then.
Mm-hmm. He is. This is a guy that we've been friends since we were single digits age, okay? Right. I was 9 and he was 8 when we met, and we're still very good friends, and we still keep in touch.
Lovers?
Preferably by the email, of course, that's my choice because I don't like the phone anyway. But he calls and he leaves messages of such unbelievable length and detail that I feel like I need to take advantage of our friendship and use him as the example of what not to do. I mean, God bless the guy, but don't leave a message like this if you ever call anyone ever.
First saved message.
Dean, Carl, how you doing? Hey, just wanted to say I appreciated. I don't know if it was a rebroadcast or if it was recent. Anyway, I caught a little bit of a paranoia discussion among you all, or maybe it was new discussion. Anyway, regardless, the Washington Post had an interesting column today about Paranoia Magazine, and maybe you identified that publication in your discussion. I don't know whether it's worth revisiting Paranoia. I don't know whether you'd be interested just for yourself, but Paranoia Magazine is quite funny, of course.
Okay, now that's it. He's out, right?
Well, I mean, now, if he were calling to say, hey, I was listening to the show the other day. You guys were talking about people with crazy paranoia theories. You ought to check out Paranoia Magazine. It's real interesting. Okay, thanks. Bye. Now you've left a message of some value, right?
Right.
Yes.
He's not done.
But it's only funny if you are oblivious to the fact that you have much to fear. So we all know the real truth. We all know who's behind CBS and who's behind your show.
Sure.
And that's okay. We know that. So anyway... But I listen anyway, no matter how many people are monitoring not only my phone calls to you, but
but my use of the internet was to you. That's
crazy,
okay.
Man.
When they haul me before the water borders, I'll just admit, before... Yes!
Now, hold on. I think he's doing his wacky paranoid chunk. I think he's still going on, continuing the theme of people maybe monitoring my phone calls and my internet, okay? Now we've kind of moved past the area where maybe this message is useful, but I think at some point he'll change topic as if I'm on the phone listening to him.
I like Kevin and Bean and Ralph and Lisa and Doc on the Rock. I'm sorry. It's true. I did listen again and again. But anyway, Carl Brace called to say hi. Figured I could catch you on a Sunday, or at least catch your voicemail on a Sunday that fell between the Grammys and between the Academy Awards.
What? Okay, now hold on. What? Hold on right there. I don't really need your interpretation of the calendar, okay? If you want to say, hey, it's Sunday, I'm calling, that's one thing. But now just to start to rate the Sunday as it compares to other Sundays in the year, maybe more information than anyone needs.
I remember when Sundays, in the middle of Lent. So it's a very interesting time, I think. How do you celebrate Sunday in Lent? And I realized that the writers almost gave up the Academy Awards for Lent, but they'll have to find something else to do that.
Wow.
But anyway, or maybe they just gave up and they interpreted that as signing and giving up the fight. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, there.
Hey, Bean.
Yeah.
At what point do you usually delete his message? Because you're not even still listening. Normally.
I stay till the end. I mean, I don't know why. I stay to the end in case there's something important that may. I mean, like I said, the guy is an actual friend of mine.
Shouldn't he lead with something important in the first 15 minutes?
I mean, really?
How is he going to make you earn it?
It is a miracle that we're still listening at this point. Yes, it is.
Theological issues that they can work out. Anyway, was calling to say, if I have the dates right, 23rd, 24th, Monday and Tuesday of June. June 22, 23, I think they are. Something, or maybe it's 23, 24. It's the Monday and Tuesday of June in that range. And we're going to be in the Puget Sound area with our daughter. And
okay, now stop right there.
Oh, my God. Now, this is what the call was about?
Well, who could tell what the call was about?
And he doesn't even have the dates right?
My friend Carl, his mom lives in the Seattle area. So he does get out here every once in a while, and we'll get together, right? But it's February,
yeah,
and I don't know how much detailed dissection of the summer travel plans I need on this answering machine message in February. Again, perfect example, if you're listening, you're trying to extrapolate the larger issue here. Hey, we're thinking of coming to visit this summer. Want to talk to you about some potential dates. Call me back. Boom! That's it, right? All you need.
But he's done now.
And it may be way too early for you and Donna to know if you're anywhere near your house then, or...
By the way, if he's a friend of yours, he knows you're near the house all the time. There's no needing to clear dates.
If you'd be near your house enough to be visited, or if you'd be somewhere else and we could run into you in Seattle or something. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know kind of a save-the-date thing if it's possible. But would love to see you both. Would love to meet your neighbors, too.
Which sounds very interesting. What?
But it's very nice to see you and Donna, if that's possible. And we'd have Dorothy with us, and it would just be great. You know, it'd be kind of a celebrity moment, and, you know, we don't get too much of that anymore. But anyway, hope you all are doing well, and have a great Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.
End of message.
Well, it's Monday now.
Wow! By the way, I don't have his phone number. I couldn't call back if I wanted to.
That's why he has to leave that kind of detail.
Now that I think about it, maybe that's it. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. He only calls when he knows I'm not there, and I can't call him back.
Really, what do we expect from a guy who has a beer mug tattoo on his foot?
Yeah, good point.
No, that's true.
Really?
I mean, the guy is definitely, he loves his alcohol. That's a fact about intern beer mug.
Psycho Mike is here. Good morning, Mike.
Hey.
Beer mug here.
Hello.
What happened last Friday night? We were going to the Kevin and Bean Ducks night in Anaheim.
Right.
5:30
party. We didn't see you there, beer mug.
No, I got sidetracked a little bit.
5:30 party, 7:05 game time.
Yeah.
So 5:30 rolls around, not there.
Yeah.
7:05 game time rolls around,
not there. And there was free beer at our party. So
this is where Psycho Mike picks up the story at 10 p.m.
Well, I was not at the Ducks night either because I was here on the air. And at 10 o'clock when my shift ended, Muggs walks in the door. And I've never seen him look worse. And this is a guy who drinks heavily all the time. His eyes are practically shut. He is so hammered. And he reeks of alcohol. I mean, like a distillery this guy smells.
Right.
And I said, Muggs, what the heck are you doing here? And as soon as he starts talking, I realize I need to start recording.
And Mike recorded. And this is Beer Mug walking into the studio and telling Psycho Mike his trouble.
I can't find my wallet.
What are you still doing here?
I came in at 1 o'clock, my normal call time. Carson and his buddy came in with about a stack, half a stock of bar. And we just partied like it was 2008.
Yes.
This is a mess.
Carson, because it was his last day here filling in for Jed, brought in a bunch of booze. And that was at 1 o'clock today. It's 10 o'clock at night. And you haven't left?
I haven't left.
I just repeated. How you feeling?
This is a mess.
Muggs, you are still fucking shit face. You walked in the door. You reek of liquor. What'd you drink?
Pinky walked in and she said she smelled me from here.
I can smell you from here, dude. I just said that. Your eyes look horrible. I've never seen you in this condition.
Dude, this is a new level for the Muggs.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. Beer Mug,
when you hear that, how does that sound to your ears now, your sober ears this morning?
Oh, wow. That is a masterpiece of art right there.
Yeah.
That is something else.
We're going to give you Dr. Drew's number, if you don't mind, just to see if you want to call him. Don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
You guys think I have a problem?
Really, well, though, do we? Do we want to stop Muggs?
That's a good point.
Did you take Jimi Hendrix's guitar away?
This is his Jimi Hendrix guitar?
Yes.
This is the message that he left us after Ducks Night.
Oh, no.
To apologize for not showing up to Ducks Night.
Hi, guys. Intern Beer Mug. I want to say, Alex, listen, I appreciate you hooking a intern up, but there is no way I would have made it to the Kevin Bean Ducks Night at all. Okay. Please don't let this deter you from
what?
Giving me things in the future. I know it sounds pretty greedy, but I am a Jew.
I said that. Yeah. I can't believe
anyway,
it.
I don't want to self loathe when I'm wasted. Omar, if you're listening to this, probably delete this. I don't know.
No way.
I love it. I love you guys.
All right, thanks for calling.
Me in the
what?
Sideways.
What?
Probably can't put. You can't put that on the air. You can't put that on the air. No f***ing way. I'll see you guys.
Come on. What's
a new
going
level.
On?
This is a new level. I swear to God, this is a new level.
My new level.
And I think we like this level. I'm with Mike.
I agree.
I'm not going to give you Dr. Drew's number. We like you just the way you are.
What about our Jewish fans out there? They're out there. We know you're out there. Mm-hmm. We love you. And we love Canners. We go to Canners every night.
What?
My favorite restaurant, even though they raise the prices.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, Rodney, for the Jewish Friends update. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at KROQ 106.7 KROQ 743. By the way, the Psycho Body returns coming up after 8 o'clock this morning with our friend Psycho Mike. So stick around for that.
Pets at risk of self-harm are increasingly being prescribed antidepressants because they cannot discuss problems in their lives with others, a leading veterinarian says. Zoo and wildlife medicine specialists with the UK Royal College of Veterinary Surgeons say that especially parrots, birds, are having the biggest problem.
No kidding.
With getting depressed, and apparently they peck themselves to death.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude. Now, would a bird, don't know much about birds, would a bird get depressed because he's in a confined situation in a cage or in an apartment or something like that and can't fly, and that would bum him out?
Here's what they say. Typically, if people go out to work all day, their parrot will get very bored and frustrated and eventually develop depression.
They are really smart, so they probably need a lot more stimulation than they're getting if you're gone all day.
Symptoms often include plucking out their feathers or self-harming.
Aww.
So they give them Prozac. They're giving animals Prozac.
Okay, in this case, I could see it.
Last year, Eli Lilly released a chewable antidepressant for dogs into the U.S. market. Dogs with beef-flavored antidepressants.
I've heard about this, and they'll take a dog. Like Lisa, for instance, was pointing out yesterday that she has a dog that seems a little down right now.
Yeah.
And generally, the doctor, the first thing the doctor would say is make sure the dog's getting plenty of exercise, make sure the dog has stimulation, some things to play with. You try all that, and then that doesn't work, doesn't pep the dog up. Maybe that's when they go to prescribing an antidepressant.
Because you're seeing a change in behavior. It's not just that I, you know, want her to be peppier. It's that she used to be more peppy.
When she was young and alive, you mean?
Well, this is my question.
Well, that's the problem. When they get old.
She is 10 years old.
Well, then don't start jamming Prozac down her throat.
Well, I haven't yet.
Well, you're gonna. We all know you're gonna.
It just seems kind of a sudden change. Nothing else has changed.
Well, I had Lightning hook up a phone line to Beans Island. And we got
Tater. What do I have to do with this?
Wait a minute. We got his dog Tater Tot on hold. Tater Tot, good morning.
Woof.
Oh, this can't be Tater Tot. Tater Tot's the happiest little dog in the world.
Oh, shut up.
Wow. Tater, what's going on? Need to talk?
I'm just down, man.
About what?
What's wrong?
I don't know. It's just...
Your owner?
It's just tough, man. It's just hard.
What's hard specifically?
Well, first of all, you hear all that BS in the background?
Yeah,
there's cows and
freaking cows
pigs.
And sheets and crap.
Yeah.
Those are your little brothers and sisters, though. I thought you enjoy having them around.
You hear this? Your brothers and sisters. Do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be depressed?
Well, they aren't your brothers and sisters. That is true.
That's right. You know why? I'm a dog.
You are a dog.
Right, but they're all
and
pets.
They're sheeps and cows.
In the same family, though. I mean, we all live together in the same property, though.
You know what dogs call cows?
Mm-mm.
Food. That's what we like to eat. Beef.
Wow.
And lamb.
Yeah.
And chicken.
Oh, sure.
And turkeys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I get from Bean?
Right.
Toast and peanut butter.
Toast and peanut butter?
That's what I eat. That's what I get to eat.
He doesn't feed you dog food?
No. Don't eat our friends. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
Tater, I'm so surprised to hear you talk about being depressed because you get so much attention and you get a big walk every day and everybody plays with you and fawns over you.
Wow, you walk me. Wow, you're really going the extra yard, aren't you? You take me for a walk. I'm sorry. I apologize. What was I thinking? I had no idea you were so above and beyond the call of pet ownership.
Would
you take me on a walk.
Would you like some chewable antidepressants?
No, I'd like to chew on Bean's leg for a while. That's what I'd like. Oh. That would pep me up.
Why don't you attack?
Well, he's talking about Zac Efron.
That would make you happy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He talks to you about Zac Efron?
He talks to everybody about Zac Efron.
Really?
Oh, my sweet Zac. Ooh, hey, Tater Tot. Are you like sweet Zac? Ooh, ooh, boy, I bet you wish you weren't fixed so you could hump sweet Zac.
He is pretty dreamy, but that's not
nightmare.
The point. The point is, Todd, of all the dogs in the world, I thought you'd be the happiest little dog there is.
Yeah, why? Because you put me on your freaking blog.
Well, I mean...
Hey, it's Tater Tot Friday. Here's another picture of Tater Tot. Here's another picture of Tater Tot. I got no retinas left from flashes, okay?
He does seem to be in your face every day with a camera.
How many goddamn pictures of me do you need? How much do I change day to day? We need another freaking picture of me on the blog.
Really none. No change.
I'm a dog. Nothing's changing. I'm the same.
It's just that I enjoy looking at you so much, and I hope that others will, too, because you're so cute. That's all.
Well, what... what about me? What about what I enjoy?
Bean, what about Todd?
Yeah.
What about Todd? Yeah, what about the old Todster?
What about Todd, Bean?
What do I get?
What
nothing.
About... Why
I'd like something good to look at, too.
Well, what would that be?
Not Bean.
Yeah.
Anything but that giant long-haired mug in my face every 5 minutes.
I'm sorry, Tater.
Oh, this is very sad.
The point is, it is sad. How do you think I feel? It's my dog. The point is that now doctors are prescribing antidepressants for sad pets, but you're saying that's not what you need. You just need a change of venue.
No, I'll take them. I'll take them.
Oh, you will?
Get me like 100 of them all at once. Oh. So I can wash down with some Reuniti.
Gator.
I'm sorry. Reuniti.
Yeah. Wow. That's a reference.
It's a cheap wine. Woof. I wish I lived with Michael Vick.
Offspring on the way. Also, a band called Local H and Jack Johnson next hour, too, who apparently we're going on vacation with or something. We just found out. I don't know what that
sounds
is.
Like.
We're going to Pluto.
Travel to
Pluto with Jack Johnson. We literally have to get into a space shuttle to go see Jack Johnson.
Apparently, it was handed down at some meeting that we're going on vacation with Jack Johnson.
When did we stop having any say in what we do on the show anymore?
When we made it so painful for them to have meetings with us?
That's true.
I guess.
That must have been
given the two choices.
The Psycho Body talks about useful supplements and garbage. Coming up after 8 o'clock here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning. What's happening?
He's going to talk to garbage?
Yep.
Shirley Manson's going to be on the Psycho Body? I understand.
No. Well, it's just there's all these pills that people take. Some are worthwhile. Most are not. Psycho Mike will help you tell the difference. Yeah. And we'll be visiting the Psycho Body coming up.
More trim spa. So he's going to suggest more trim
spots. That's the answer.
Before I get to the showbiz news, I want to give you the heads up that Saturday at the Santa Anita Racetrack, just east of Pasadena in Arcadia, I am going to be there for the K-Rock Microbrew Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We do this a couple times.
Saturday!
We do it a couple times a year, and the next one is this Saturday, March the 1st. I will be there, as will Lisa May. Lightning will be giving away keychains for people's body parts.
Who wants to cut off a toe?
Someone give me their liver. I'll give them a bumper sticker.
Psycho Mike will be there. David King of Mexico. Assistant producer Alex. Cat Corbett. DJ Omar.
DJ Omar Khan.
On the ones and twos. We'll also have a live band. The B Foundation will be playing live music in between races.
It's funny, Ralph, as you list everybody who's going to be there, all the popular people from the Kevin and Bean Show have been asked to attend.
Yes. That's why people like coming to this, because it's all the people they like from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Everyone except for Kevin and Bean.
Yes. Yeah. Which, really, if you're a Kevin and Bean Show listener, is the best possible way to party.
Sure.
11 live thoroughbred races, so you get to play the ponies as well as sample 25 different microbrews. Gates open at 10 a.m. It's only $5 to get in. First race. Post time is noon on that first race, and you get a free digital alarm clock just for coming.
Oh, maybe it will wake me up.
Oh, I'm too tired. I'm too tired to set my alarm clock. So come on out and check it out. We'll be having a good time at the Microbrew Festival on Saturday. I'm torn.
What?
What's wrong?
I just got this press release, and I'm torn. Eddie Money's got a new album.
Oh, that's great news
for
you.
You know, I love Eddie Money.
Yeah. Sure.
Love me, Eddie Money.
Inexplicably, yes.
I have got an autographed Eddie Money acoustic guitar hanging over my fireplace at home.
Put that in your blog, would you?
I'm just trying to tell you I'm a big Eddie Money fan.
Right. Tell people who, and this is most people listening who have no idea who Eddie Money is, what the deal is.
Eddie Money was a massive recording artist in the 70s and 80s. Huge, huge star. Such smash hits as Two Tickets to Paradise, Shaken, Give Me Some Water. Take Me Home Tonight. Just hit after hit.
Are we still talking about Eddie Money?
So his new album is a country album.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Imagine my...
Dismay?
You love yourself some country.
It's beyond dismay. I'm trying to find the right word. It's
once in every life...
This is part.
Someone comes along.
That's part of
the song. Is this the new album?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he not only does original country songs, but has remade country versions of Two Tickets to Paradise.
Oh, wow.
And Give Me Some Water.
That is a bad idea on every level.
We may have to hear that.
I'm heartbroken. I'm crestfallen. Balls. I'm balls.
What does it take balls. For you to turn your back on a guy?
This is it.
I mean, come on.
You have to remember, Eddie and I performed together at the Orange County Fair. We actually shared a stage.
You were waiting to go on stage. He forgot you.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
That's right. I was left standing in the wings.
What exactly does it take to shake Ralph as a fan?
By the way, Dave Kimmexico has never forgiven me for that, by the way.
For what?
Because he had other plans, but we sent him to the Orange County Fair that night with a video camera to record my performance of my duet with Eddie Money. We were going to do a duet together.
He had to leave the Warped Tour. He was all pissed because he had to leave the Warped Tour.
So he's sitting in the audience with the video camera, and Eddie Money does his last number, says, "Good night," and walks off stage, and I'm just in the wings. Just like, "You didn't even do nothing. Why did I leave the Warped Tour for nothing?
Wasted my night.
Stupid. You got to sit through stupid Eddie Money."
Bonkers. But Kevin does bring
bonkers.
Up a great question, which is the guy shined you on stage, now is putting out an album in a genre of music you hate. What does somebody have to do to get you to drop him?
I'm not that easy. I'm not one of those fair weather fans like you people who just flit around from artist to artist. I'm loyal.
He's actively trying to turn you off, though.
He's
shaking his leg as hard as he can to get you off.
I'm the abused wife who won't stop coming back.
You need to let
beatings.
It go, dude.
I don't know if I can.
Let it go.
I wish I knew how to quit him.
Let it go.
I wish I knew. Here's some interesting news. Heidi Montag isn't the only one in her relationship who has no problem with a little surgical enhancement.
Oh, really?
According to Star Magazine, her boyfriend Spencer Pratt is tired of his skinny legs and is considering calf implants.
Oh, my God.
Nothing you can do about skinny legs.
Can't work out.
No working out
like that.
That can be done for that.
Can't do calf raises with a rack of 200 pounds of weights.
That's awesome.
Just got to get those implants.
Yep.
Yes. I like it. I think you should go for that.
I think you should, and that's then I think choice. He should get infected, and then I think he should be known as Stumpy Pratt for the rest of his life.
By the way, I know there are a lot of celebrities who don't warrant the amount of coverage they get, but I got to put Heidi and Spencer right at the top of that list of people. I just don't know why they get any coverage.
When they look back on the fall of American civilization, that will be the point. They'll definitely hallmark by saying, "Look at these two became celebrities in that ancient society. This is why they fell down."
Yeah, this is the reason for the collapse.
Misha Barton was in court yesterday. Of course, a star of the OC. She was arraigned and charged with DUI, driving without a valid license, and possession of marijuana.
She get a bell,
Misha? Yeah, I think Misha.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think Misha's pretty?
Her face is pretty, but her body's pretty damn bony.
She's thin. She's skinnish.
Yeah,
she's pretty,
but she rocks the anorexic and flabby. It's like the weird combo of anorexia flab.
What are you talking about?
She's super skinny, yet still has cellulite and flabby ass and beef curtains. I don't understand.
I've never seen her beef curtains, first and foremost.
I meant her drapery, her like stomach drapery.
All I'm saying is she's not fat and she's got a very pretty face, and that's enough for a bell.
And the fact that Psycho Mike is on my side, I'm going to have to switch now and say that.
Despite her flabberexia.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This all stems from her December 27th arrest in West Hollywood, where she was straddling two lanes of traffic at one point and then turned without signaling into traffic.
Well done.
Look, don't drink and drive, but if you are going to drink and drive, don't drive like an ass!
You may not have that option if you're really drunk,
I suppose that's true. And you know what the problem is? Let me tell you what the problem is.
Okay.
This Jericho thing worked.
Nuts.
Jericho fans started sending peanuts to CBS, and they brought it back.
Yeah,
I told you they would.
And now everybody thinks they can get whatever BS show they once liked back on the air once it's been canceled.
Nuts.
Stop it, people. Cut it out.
Now what?
What now?
NBC apparently is being deluged with baby booties as a part of a... protest from fans of the canceled show Las Vegas.
Is there a baby in that?
Apparently, the final episode was the first half of a two-part cliffhanger about Molly Sims' character, Delinda, who was pregnant in the show. And fans are saying they insist that the show come back and give them a real ending.
That's bullshit.
So they're sending baby booties to NBC.
I didn't get the sense, and I don't really watch Las Vegas, that show was doing terrible in the ratings. I thought it was holding its own, no?
It dropped off significantly once James Caan and Nikki Cox left. Ratings dipped significantly.
Okay.
And apparently it's a very expensive show to make as well. So NBC was like, enough. Enough with this.
When they get those baby booties, though, they're going to change
their
mind.
Put that back on. What were we thinking? Yeah, it's retarded. Stop it, people. When your show's canceled, just suck it up.
It happens to all of us.
That's right. We all lose beloved shows. What are you going to do?
I would ordinarily agree with you, Ralph.
Oh, here
except
we go.
There is one exception that makes it worth trying if you really love a show, and that's Star Trek. The fact that Star Trek came back based on fan revolt, to me, says that there are some shows that are worth saving, and why not give it a try?
So one example from 40 years ago is what you're basing this on.
I'm just saying that sometimes it works out.
Las Vegas is no Star Trek, my friend.
Well, that is true.
All right, then. Case dismissed.
Beans on your side, by the way, people. So there you go.
And Perez Hilton. Once again, Perez Hilton.
Yes.
Is getting his own record label.
What?
No.
He shouldn't have his own blog.
Come on. What's happening, really, with America and the just disproportionate reaction to people with a little bit of fame? How do we keep reaping rewards amongst the untalented and unworthy?
I don't think the record label title is what it used to be. I mean, I don't think it costs that much anymore to do.
New York Times says he's going into business with Warner Music and setting up an imprint Warner Brothers label that he would run.
Yes.
Sources tell the New York Times that he'll get $100,000 a year as an advance against 50% of the profits taken in by any artist he signs to the label.
Oh.
What the hell does he know about music or musicians or signing bands or labels or anything?
I tell you, if you read his blog, the only things he gets excited about are Bette Midler, Cher, and Kylie Minogue. I mean, that seems to be the breadth of his musical knowledge.
I wonder why.
Hmm. Why, what could that be? Hmm.
Just bad. I need those doggy Prozacs.
Yeah. Yeah. Chewable ones?
Give me some of those chewable
Tastes
ones.
Like beef?
I like beef. Today's celebrity birthday is Josh Groban. He's 27 years old today.
Ferret Face?
Ferret Face celebrates his 27th birthday. And Chelsea Clinton. Little Chelsea. She's not little anymore. She's 28 years old. She was on stage last night with her mom at the presidential debate for the Democratic candidates. And she's a lot better looking now that she's gotten older than she was when she was a teenager.
I think you're right.
Definitely.
She's kind of grown into herself.
Although I predict, and there'll be no way to ever prove I'm right, but she will vote for Barack Obama.
How dare you? You need some brown sugar? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying. I have a feeling that
a little jungle
her generation, love. People her age, are going for Barack. That's all I'm suggesting.
I just thought of a going for Barack joke that I can't say.
Nope.
It's filthy.
You say it off the air.
Okay, I will.
Can we turn off the mics while we...
No. Okay. I'll just sign off. We'll have our commercial party.
Our laugh. Okay. Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
24 hours from right now, by the way, our friend Gustavo Arellano will be sitting down for another rendition of Ask a Mexican here on the Kevin and Bean Show, an extension of his very popular books and newspaper columns. Today, though, something a little different. It's a different Mexican you can ask a question to. Our friend Psycho Mike is in the studio. Psycho Mike, who I know annoys you every morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, here actually does serve one useful purpose, and he is our health advisor on the Kevin and Bean Show. Why is that funny?
Because you just said that. Now, Bean came in the other day and was asking Psycho Mike about supplements. And I didn't know where that came from. Maybe he was doing some reps in the gym and he needed to rebuild.
Well, I'm a little bit of a gym rat, that's true. But
maybe
no.
some joint pain. I don't know where that came from.
Bean's been he's been more on my case since he's been preparing for this big show he has in a couple months.
What show is it that he's going to be doing?
A Red, White, and Huge, part
that's
two.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Really? I didn't realize I was entering. No, here's what it was. I read a lot, as you know. I don't actually take any supplements or do any exercise. That's not me. But I saw the results of a new study that just was conducted. An actual scientific for real study that was done in Holland, I think, is where they did this one. And they were researching whether that glucosamine sulfate, that stuff that people take for joint health, mm-hmm. whether it was valid or not. It's extremely popular. I mean, they sell hundreds of millions of dollars of stuff in the United States every year of this supplement. A lot of people take it because they think it improves their joints. And the results of this two-year study was that there was no difference in the people who took the glucosamine and the people they gave the placebos to. It was completely ineffective. So when I saw that, it really surprised me because, you know, I only know what I see in the advertising. So I asked Psycho Mike what his opinion was of the glucosamine. And what was your thought on
Before we find out, I've been taking it for about 5 years. Okay, Mike, go ahead.
with supplements in general, there's always going to be a study that shows that it doesn't work and another study a week later that shows that it does.
So how do you know?
From anecdotal experience, though, I found glucosamine and MSM work for a lot of people. They've worked for me and they work for a lot of people to help alleviate joint pain and prevent it from developing after, you know, hard stress on the joints. So
you're saying thumbs up on the glucosamine.
I support it.
Do you take it, Mike?
I do.
Because I give it to my dog, Atomic, who's had some real leg problems in the past.
Got some depression problems from what I hear to this morning.
No. And I gave him that. And the vet recommended that it would be good for him for a dog.
I agree. A lot of big dogs, you want to give it to them even before they start having pain because they're going to develop it in their knees and hips from, you know, the trauma of jumping up and down and stuff.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were to walk into one of these vitamin or supplement stores, and they're all over town now, you could walk in and realistically there could be 10,000 different bottles of pills in there. Am I exaggerating if I say that?
No,
I mean 10,000
so
different. Right,
it's a $1 trillion industry, nutritional supplements. I mean, it's unbelievable how much stuff there is and how much people invest in it.
What percentage of 10,000 different bottles of supplements you could choose from in a store would you say have any value at all?
20%.
20%.
20% is not bad. I thought you were saying 20 out of 10,000.
No, a lot of them.
But you got to figure out which 20%.
Yeah, you
don't
know.
A lot of them have very specific uses for specific people who live, you know, unique lifestyles. For instance, stuff that's good for me would definitely not be useful at all for a guy like Lightning. But,
he's heterosexual.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
There are three or four supplements that would serve everybody well to take. And those are the base bottom line, and I think those are the ones people should definitely focus on.
And what are those?
I would say they are a good multivitamin. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hurt anybody to take a good multivitamin.
Now, let me stop you right there. Most multivitamins, though, serious fitness experts say are full of crap. There's only a few that really do the job they're supposed to do, right?
Right. And I try to look for a multivitamin that's based in whole food sources to make it as simple as possible. A lot of them
Where does it say that?
It'll say it'll be
based
it'll,
on
it'll
definitely
portions? You know promote that right on the bottle, you know. But there, you can go to the supermarket and find plenty of good multivitamins. It's not like you have to go out to a health food store to get them. I mean, any good major brand name will do you just fine if you're an average person that gets, you okay. know, baseline exercise. Also, fish oil. Fish oils, it serves so many good purposes to the human body, it's almost too hard to list them all.
Is that the best one, fish oil?
Fish oil. Fish oil and multivitamins, I mean, right there, you could pretty much just, you know, it'd be case closed. Those really are...
Eat whipped cream the rest of the time, you'd be fine.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme's and fish oil is a great stack.
Okay, good. Excellent.
And the last one I recommend is something called Coenzyme Q10. And you'll often see it as a CoQ10. And it's a cofactor that helps in keeping your heart healthy. And there's a lot of ample conclusive evidence that shows that it does tremendous things for your brain and your heart and also... helps with the human energy production system. So a coenzyme Q10, fish oil, and multivitamin. After that, everybody could, like I said, find some benefit in taking those three.
Okay. Those are great tips. Now, what we'd like to do, Mike, and tell me if this works within the framework of your knowledge and Cycle Body, is have people call up at 1-800-520-1067 if they have questions about these sorts of things, things that they've heard. Hey, if you take that, it will make your mind sharper. Hey, if you take this, it'll give you more energy in this direction. Would it be okay for them to call and run some of those by you and see what you think?
Let's do this.
He may not know. I mean, he may be faking it.
But just... I will make it sound like I do.
Excellent. We'll okay. do that when we...
Don't just get fit, get psycho. Don't just get strong, get psycho. Don't just get big, get psycho. It's the Psycho Body with your host, Psycho Mike. Are you with me?
Yeah, I guess we're with you for a couple of minutes. 1-800-520-1067. The question on the table today is supplements. You see them advertised all the time as working, but do they? That's the question you can ask Psycho Mike and the Psycho Body. 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with line 6, please. It says his name is Los. I find that hard to believe. But Los has a question about something that everybody's heard of. Good morning, Los. You're on the Psycho Body.
Hey, how you doing, Lisa May?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's your question?
Hey, Mike. Just want to know... Like, I got a problem kind of getting motivated and energy. I get up early at work, long hours, and, you know, I drink a lot of energy drinks. I mean, is there some better than others, or should I stay away from, like, the ones with sugar in them? Or
exactly. I mean, energy drinks are going to work for what they're designed to do, give you energy. I mean, they're loaded with caffeine and other herbs that are, you know, have been proven to give you energy.
So two thumbs up.
But stay away from the ones that are loaded with sugar and calories because, you know, it's essentially just like drinking a soda. Just because they've added, you know, taurine and guarana to a sugary drink doesn't make it any more healthy. So try to stick to the sugar-free or the, you know, the lower-carb versions, you know, that are out there.
Right on. There
you go. Thank you for the call.
Let's try Rick on line 7. He's in Huntington Beach. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the Psycho Body. Good morning, Rick. You're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's your question?
Question about natural testosterone boosters. These ones I buy at GNC. What's one of the pros and cons to those?
Well, the pros and cons are that they do raise your testosterone level, and there's a lot of benefits both health-wise and, you know, bodybuilding-wise to raising your testosterone level. The problem with the ones you're going to get at GNC is that they give you the same exact side effects as anabolic and androgenic steroids without the benefits of steroids. You know, they don't work as well. They're not as potent as – I'm serious. They're not as potent, even close to as potent, as actual androgenic and anabolic steroids. Yet they're still going to give you possible femination, you know, through the
– Femination.
Exactly. You know, when
you get boobs?
When your testosterone levels are raised within the body, your natural sense of survival raises your estrogen levels to try to combat that.
And so you're should he do it or not?
Baldness, acne, stuff like that. So you definitely want to stay away from stuff like that. How old are you, dude?
I just turned 31.
Yeah, you're still only – I mean, you're only 31. There's really no reason to go out and artificially raise your hormone levels. Just try to eat cleaner and stay – lowering your body fat will raise your testosterone level. And you know, work out. Work out heavy, lift heavy, and it'll raise your testosterone level. You'll be fine.
Dude, you keep saying you got to work out. What's with that?
Yes, he does.
What the hell?
It's too hard, dude.
Let's check in with Matt in Granada Hills. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
You're on the Psycho
Body.
Yeah, man. So I'm a pool guy. I'm 23 years old. I'm like 6'4 and about 170 pounds. I'm not like goofy looking skinny. I got some meat on my bones. But, you know, I think I work out
regularly. I've been thinking about taking this whey protein stuff. I heard creatine was bad because it'll just fill you up with water. What about the whey?
We have another call on line one about creatine.
Creatine is 100% safe and definitely is effective.
It's good. Okay.
There's no doubt about that. You can't argue that creatine is effective. Creatine helps restore and fill up what's called the ATP system in your body. It's essentially your source of energy when you do anything. But and it also it definitely helps it with your ability to get extra reps and kind of work out better in the gym.
What about
which
whey?
Will turn out to be more muscle tone and things like that. Whey protein, it does work, but you know you got to define work. It's essentially just protein. I mean, which you could get from your diet from eating other things. Now, in a sense of convenience, whey protein is probably your best option if you can't get to real food. There has been some studies that show that whey, in particular, as a source of protein, has antioxidant-type benefits and can be beneficial in body fat loss. So if you are going to not be able to get to beef, turkey, fish, or things like that, you know, natural sources of protein, definitely opt for whey protein.
Bean, do you go with whey or do you use creatine?
Because I go with peanut butter and chocolate ice cream with chocolate sauce. That's what I go with.
Okay.
Christina, line four, is in Woodland Hills on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mike, when was the last time you had just a decadent chocolate peanut butter dessert?
Like 2 weeks ago, actually. Oh, yeah. Jenny,
really?
My wife made me some delicious, like, gooey brownies.
And then you put your finger down your mouth?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you do go crazy and eat something like that, though?
But, yeah, then I got to go puke it back up.
Christina, hi, what's your question?
What to do, baby boy?
What to do, Christina? Oh,
So I take Xenogen, and I've been taking Xenogen for about 4 years. However, I do believe that it has not been... It's been discontinued or something like that. Anyway.
What is Xenadrin?
Xenadrin is a diet supplement. Okay. It's a thermogenic that helps speed up your metabolism and kill hunger.
Okay.
It's like a lot of the diet pills you see out there.
All right.
Yeah, and, you know, it gives me a lot of energy in the morning. So I don't know if it's just mind over matter and I'm telling myself to go crazy on some sort of energy fix because I'm taking a pill. But I don't know. I mean... Do you know anything about it? What do you think?
Yeah, are you talking about the original Xenadrin with ephedra in it? The old.
You mean with crack in it?
Yeah,
No, it's the new Xenadrin without crack.
Look, a lot of these pills, yes, they definitely work. There are stimulants inside them. They're going to speed up your metabolism. They are going to make you less hungry. They're going to give you energy.
So, thumbs up.
Yes, if you use them in conjunction with a good diet and an exercise program. You can't use supplements to replace problems of the diet and the exercise. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Supplements are called supplements for a reason. They are to supplement your diet.
Oh, I see.
So, yes, it is effective. I say continue taking it if you're using it safely and reasonably, but don't eat pizza and not work out and expect yourself to maintain a good-looking body.
But is it really going to help you lose weight more?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, okay.
No doubt about it.
Hmm.
And it's fine as long as you don't have high blood pressure.
High blood, yeah. You got to bar pre-existing conditions like high blood pressure, your heart conditions, things like that.
Let's close with Mark on line six. He's also in Huntington Beach. This is an area we could probably do a whole psycho body on in the future, but let's at least squeeze Mark's question in. Go ahead.
I hope not.
Hey, I don't know if this is really a supplement, but I was wondering about like the colon blow or Evercleanse or those kind of things.
No. Fiber products.
Listen, what you do in the confines of your own home is no one's business.
No, it's just called a colon blow, Kevin. Oh. That's all.
You know, things like cleanses and fiber products, they do serve their purpose, but, you know, really a young guy, you sound kind of young, any healthy people that don't have prostate problems or digestive problems, they should be eating enough fiber in their diet to keep themselves regular. There's no reason why any reasonable young adult shouldn't be eating apples.
I don't have a problem with my regularity. I was just wondering about the...
You just want them?
You want to increase your poop output?
No. I mean, it just says that there's, like, spackle in your colon and everything like that just because stuff has been building up for years.
Yeah, they make it sound like they walk out with 17 pounds of junk if they give you a colon cleanse. Is that at all true, Mike?
For Bean, it would be.
Like I said, for the average reasonable adult, there's no need for you to go out and cleanse your system. I mean, I don't think there might be any major side effects to doing so, but there's also not going to be any major benefits.
What about Mark in Huntington? He should get a colon blow.
Yeah, listen, dude. All right.
He just misses the tube. That's what's going on here.
Here's the bottom line. For all men, the only thing I recommend is alcohol. And for all women, the only thing I recommend is roofies.
Excellent.
Bottom line.
Okay, well, that's some good advice. Thank you, Mike. Mike, by the way, not a doctor. I don't know if you can tell him that, but...
Please make sure that we understand that. Yes.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I don't...
Leap year, leap year, oh leap year. One extra day is gonna happen on February 29th.
It's a leap year. Outside my window. It's a leap year behind the tree. I wish that you guys could see that I have way too much free time in February, and it's a leap year outside my window plane.
Leap year. Every year divisible by 4 is a leap year. Excepting years divisible by 100. 29 days instead of 28. Gregorian calendar. Seriously, I have way too much time on my hands. If your birthday's on the 29th, you get screwed. Everything's gonna be okay. All right? Double cross. It's a leap year.
It's a leap year outside my window. It's a leap year behind the tree.
That's
look, maybe if you hadn't hated on Halloween Spook so much, you wouldn't have to endure a new song for every single holiday, thanks to the great DJ Omar Khan.
That's bullshit.
It's 8:45 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Congratulations to Jennifer Eller. Excuse me. Thank you for listening. And Marina Del Rey, she just picked up the CD catalog from Rage Against the Machine and is eligible for the drawing we do Friday morning. She might just win destination number 8 of the K-Rock World Tour 2008, which is Rage Against the Machine in Lisbon, Portugal. Your chance to qualify on the way from K-Rock.
Time for the AFRO line 323-520-AFRO. On Wednesdays, we seem to pretty regularly get a call from a listener, Dave, who sounds a lot like Dave the King of Mexico, the works on the show here?
Yeah.
How about that Jericho show? So this guy is calling to short circuit that.
Yeah, this call is to offset the inevitable Jericho fest that Dave will unleash on the Afro line. Jericho sucks.
Wow, fighting words.
So he wants to start out with that.
Okay. Jericho! Oh! Jericho! Oh! What's up, guys? It's listener Dave. You missed another great episode of Jericho the Return, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Check it out! Woo! Jericho! Oh!
That's
the poor guy can't help it. He's Mexican.
Yeah. He pauses before he says his name, as though he's going to come up with this a different name, and then he never can.
Listener Dave.
You got a lot of balls, Lika.
That's a good point. I don't know if you guys were listening the other day when we did a fantastic new game called The Eyes Have It, and did you hear the theme song?
I. That's just not good. Douchebag, Omar Khan.
We got to produce that one, don't we?
That's a great idea. By the way, Omar already admitted that he has too much time on his hands in February.
Yeah, well, no kidding. So the catchphrase, there will be blood, is...
I drink your milkshake.
Why would you like to drink another milkshake? Sounds gross.
That's a good delivery.
It's not like that. That's not what they mean at all.
Ralph was very excited about the Larry the Cable Guy movie.
He was.
Witless Protection.
Hey there, Ralph. How you doing? This is Larry the Cable Guy. One of my fans called me up and told me the K-Rock listeners loving the Larry the Cable Guy down there. And I just wanted to call up and say I appreciate you plugging my movie, the Witless Protection there. Didn't do so good. Didn't open at number one like you wanted it to. I tell you what, I was madder than Rosie O'Donnell in line at the buffet. I tell you what, that's funny right there. I don't care who you are, that's funny right there now. Anyways, I gotta get going there, Ralph. I gotta go drop a chalupa over there in the handicap pooping stalls. Get her done, that's right.
All right, that guy is equally as funny as Larry the Cable Guy, by the way.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I was wondering if you ask an amputee a very difficult trivia question that they cannot answer, do they say, I'm stumped?
I don't know. I'll have to try that someday.
I never meant to be so bad to you. Dancing with you is something I want to. But making love to you is no surprise. Your knobby stumps pressed against my thighs. You have no knees at the moment.
Come on.
Tell me where your legs went. You have no knees at the moment. They were amputized.
Thank you for
that. A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
That's bullshit.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Is that horse racing?
It is. Saturday, Santa Anita, K-Rock Microbrew Festival. We love this. It's a day in the sunshine. You get to play the ponies. You get to drink beer.
It is going to be a beautiful day.
By the way, they've doubled the size of these sample cups.
Really?
The beer sample cups. Yeah. Now they're grown-up size. It is 25 different microbreweries in the infield at Santa Anita Racetrack, which is just east of Pasadena in Arcadia, right off the 210 freeway. 11 live thoroughbred races for your gambling pleasures. It's 10 a.m. The gates open, $5 to get in. I will be there. Lisa May will be there. Lightning, Psycho Mike, Dave, the King of Mexico, Alex, Cat Corbett, DJ Omar on the ones and twos, and a live band, the B Foundation, also playing music. It's only $5 to get in. So come out and join us. The first race is at noon. And we'll be out there. I think Lisa will be there. You know, she likes to go.
Little bit wet.
That's the one I had up.
That's
sorry.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I thought maybe pounding some
could
brews.
Could have had pounding some brews up.
I would think.
Didn't. Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
Yeah, there we go.
A little bit wet.
Maybe
doing her,
after.
Doing her Bush Senior impression there.
Not a lot of call for that.
A little bit wet.
Wicked cool, yeah?
Wouldn't be prudent. Not gonna do it. A little bit wet.
Did you hear Lisa say earlier today in her weather report that it was going to be sunny tonight?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Sunny tonight.
Sunny tonight.
Today.
Dark today. Everything's just gone haywire. You guys watch The American Idol? I'm asking.
No.
I know he does. I know Bean does.
No.
Why aren't you watching, Lisa? You watch all horrible TV shows.
No, I get bored with it. I just like the bad.
You have a case in court later today?
Nope.
She is dressed that way.
She's dressed like she's an extra on Boston Legal. She looks very natty in her suit today.
Thank you.
American Idol last night. I was watching it, right? It was boys' night last night. All the fellas were up there singing. It's not lame. It's good.
Lame.
That David Archuleta. Oh, it brought me to tears.
Lame.
Oh, I don't
die. Made me cry. Made me cry.
No good.
He's the
There's
best.
Something weird about him.
He's the best. Anyway.
He's the one who won Star Search, remember? And he just his whole act is, oh, I'm so an amateur and so in awe of all the lights and all the attention, and I just don't know how to handle it. And he's just totally
nice
playing
and humble.
Everybody.
Because he's nice and humble, you hate him.
No, he's
because
playing
your
everybody.
Ego
dude.
Runs amok. That's why.
He has won you over. I don't know how he did it, but
well,
I see right through him.
I'm watching this guy, Robbie Carrico, who is like
Carrico.
Trying to be the rock guy. You know, they have a
Chris
Daughtry rock guy. Every year they got one of them.
Sure.
So he's up there with the long hair and the beard, and he's like, yeah, rocking out. And for the past 2 weeks, Simon Cowell's been saying, there's something inauthentic about you. I'm not buying the whole rock image from you. And he keeps saying it and saying it and saying it. And I said to my wife last night, I said, there's something up with that dude's hair. What's up with his hair? Well, it comes out on TMZ.com today that he's wearing a wig.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
TMZ has learned that the 26-year-old wannabe is wearing a wig, and the Idol staff apparently is flipping out because he refuses to take it off and won't acknowledge that it's a wig.
Here's what's weird, Ralph.
The
I didn't get
in
wig.
The room.
Yeah, but I keep noticing that they keep showing him with the Bret Michaels from Poison do-rag over his head that the guys wear when they're balding, but then he takes the do-rag off and he's got all this hair, and I have been trying to figure out why he's covering up his head so much if he's got a full head of hair.
He's got a wig.
That show because he doesn't want you to see the wig.
If that show was any kind of show, someone would run up while he's performing and pull it off.
I was thinking of that. It's a live show. They do it live. I would love to be in the audience, just sprint up on stage and just yank it off his head.
I would watch if they did that.
And being American Idol, you know they're not going to acknowledge it. As long as this guy's on the show, no one will say, why are you wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Why don't you take it off?
Exactly.
I would love Simon Cowell to say, that hair is fake. You're wearing a wig. But they'll never say it. But I just thought that was interesting. You know, American Idol, monster in the ratings.
Yeah, sure.
Last week's ratings came out from the Nielsen people, and the Academy Awards, as poorly watched as it was, still the number one show for the week last week.
Sure.
American Idol was number 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, dear God.
How do you like that?
Not good.
Number 5 was the pregame show for the Academy Awards with Regis Philbin talking about Xavier Bardem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
that was
sure.
Number 5. Deal or No Deal was number 6. Lost was number 7.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow. Survivor of Micronesia was 8.
Really?
I had no idea there was still a Survivor.
You know what they're doing now? They're doing fans and favorites. Like people come back from past shows.
Like an all-star?
Yes, but then the other half of them are just fans of the show.
Oh.
It's like they're shouting, we are out!
We have no more themes.
They should do Stumpy Survivor. That's what they should
yes,
do.
That's now a great idea.
Amputee Survivor.
I would watch that.
You'd have to just put them like a cafeteria. Just watch them roll around trying to get food out of the vending machine.
You have to put out of the desert or anything. Island,
nothing. Really, no. Just try to survive in a room.
They were going to cancel Survivor, but apparently the last season, the ratings were so strong that they signed it up for a few more.
Hmm. Number 9 was 2.5 Men.
What?
Inexplicably. And number 10 was Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Oh.
Number 10.
Really?
Top 10 show.
Wow. That is a bad list.
Speaking of 2.5 Men, this is my favorite news story of the day. Charlie Sheen is apparently furious with his ex-wife, Denise Richards, because she's going ahead with her plans to film an upcoming reality TV show about her being a single mom trying to make her career happen in Hollywood.
How dull does that sound?
Especially with her.
Yeah,
she has got
especially.
Nothing going on other than her looks.
Yeah. She's the opposite of Pavement.
There they are!
Charlie is furious because his two daughters with Denise will be featured on the show. So according to the National Enquirer, he took matters into his own hands and called the producer of the show, asking, begging, pleading to keep the girls out of the spotlight. He said they didn't choose to be in show business. He really doesn't want them subjected to the harsh camera lens showing their lives every week, week in and week out. And apparently the producer of the show said it's a business decision, shouldn't have anything to do with personal feelings, so he rejected Charlie's request. Well, apparently Charlie got cheesed off and started screaming at the producer, and now has said he's so ticked off that he will take things to a physical level if he ever sees that producer on the street. The Fantastic. Producer of the show, by the way, is Ryan Seacrest.
No! That's it!
TMZ, I'm asking you now, please follow Seacrest with a camera at all times for the next 6 months, just in case he runs across Charlie. In fact, set up a meeting where Charlie sees Ryan, and then film him beating him down.
So the guy has 2 daughters under 5.
Yes.
He calls and says, look.
Look, it's not right. Don't do this.
Business decision. Shouldn't be
it's
personal.
Business, man. Business. It's business.
Oh, it's such BS. I would think he could go to court, by the way, and perhaps stop this. Doesn't
he
have to
agree? It's illegal
for
his wife to put them on TV.
I know, but they have joint custody. It seems like he would have a say.
Called back and left a message.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Not very nice.
Wow. Mm.
That's a terrible reality show, by the way.
Yeah. How about we set up a fight between Charlie and Ryan?
I'm in.
Winner takes all. Charlie loses. Ryan gets to use the kids on the show. Ryan loses.
Charlie does all of his work?
Keeps to get beating him.
Oh, okay.
Just keep beating him.
Give Charlie American Idol while you're at it.
Yeah, there we go.
Let him host it.
Okay, Kevin and Dean. Okay, I'm tired of you guys making fun of Ryan Seacrest.
What?
He is such a cutie.
Come on.
You boys just need to leave him alone. He's a sweetheart. I mean, God. TV show is wonderful. Just leave him alone. Be nice.
Can't.
No.
Today's celebrity birthday is Josh Groban. He's 27 years old today. Groban. But a name is Groban.
Best thing he's ever done is I'm effing Ben Affleck.
That's true.
Yep.
He does have a solo.
He's
got a solo in effing Ben Affleck and quits himself quite nicely. Chelsea Clinton, daughter to the former president, is 28 years old today. Speaking of presidents, Ralph Nader, who has announced he's running again for president. At least I think he did. I dozed off about halfway into his to his answer of that
question. The people love him.
Yeah. He just gets huge, huge numbers of votes every time he... Oh, no, wait a minute. He's 74 years old today. And Elizabeth Taylor, legendary movie star, turns 76. That's how many chickens she's going to eat to celebrate.
Oh. Is that how she does it?
Yeah. Live chickens.
Oh.
Doesn't even cook them.
Bites the head right off.
Right off.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tell you what it is I'm just sad. I'm sad is what's happening here.
Why?
I'm sad that the golden age of sports teams singing songs seems to have passed us. Doesn't seem like they do it anymore like they did back in the 80s, which was really the best time to be alive.
We have the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, which is a bunch of links to funny stuff that we have found, including Jimmy Kimmel's I'm Effin' Ben Affleck. We put the Dodgers baseball boogie up there from the 80s, the angry MySpace kid, Johnny Knoxville's motorcycle accident, the Japanese human Tetris. You can go back as far as New Wheels on the Block if you want to go to hell. But we had too many of these songs now, so we put it outside of the Internet Roundup. It's the first click underneath the Internet Roundup.
Go to KRock.com.
At KRock.com. Go to Kevin and Bean. And then underneath the Internet Roundup is Athletes Who Shouldn't Sing.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
And there are a whole bunch of these songs, all of which were done, we think, pretty close to 1985 when the Bears did the Super Bowl shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one that kind of started everything out. Give me track seven so we could. That was the one where the Bears went all the way to the Super Bowl. They had this song. It was a pretty big hit on the radio. And this is when every team decided they also needed to do a song.
We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl show.
Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Moe Mance. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ.
Okay, so it's the major athletes. It's not just the behind-the-scenes guys, right?
That's it's so funny to hear Walter Payton on that and know that that song didn't kill him. He actually lived another 20 years before he finally died.
So there's a Philadelphia Eagles song that came out in 1988 called Buddy's Watching You. And I think it's about their coach.
Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan at the time. And the song doesn't really mention it, but it is amazing to click on these and watch what these athletes did and the videos they put together and the horrible dancing and choreography that they put into these. They're all terrible.
Randall Cunningham, quarterback, the guy everybody wants to sell. Now you see me, now you don't. You think you will? No, you won't.
No, you won't. That's Randall Cunningham, the quarterback at the time.
Do you think part of it is that the Bears had so much success with their song and their season that people kind of emulated that? But part of it also was MTV was the hottest thing on the TV dial back then, and everybody wanted a video and everybody wanted something on MTV because it was so happening back then.
But
and
why do athletes choose to be so gay?
I can't
when
help
you
with
watch
that.
These, you go, "What is that dance? What is what are you doing?" Some of
and
them they're
the way,
all dancing together.
I know. And the Eagles one from 88, all of them are wearing Bill Cosby-style sweaters that were popular at the time, too, which I'm sure they thought they were pretty fly back then, but not so much now.
In 1986, the Raiders did a song and a video called The Silver and Black Attack. You can see this at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page as well.
Where the silver, where the black, we'll be coming back. I can't run fast and I'm not too tall, but I got hands to stick to the ball. I'm third and long near the end of the game. Quarterback likes to call my name.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
That's not good.
Howie Long is in that one when he was still playing for the Raiders. He's up there, total white guy up there trying to dance and sing. And just, it's amazing,
how
these videos.
Dude, if the Raiders did the Silver Black Attack song today, their fans would kill them.
Yeah, no question about that. And they should.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins did You Can't Touch Us.
Oh, no.
Okay. You Can't Touch Us.
Yo, flip the coin, school's in, boy. Can't touch us. Give us the ball, we'll score. Making them sweat, that's why they're sore. Now, they know. Talk about Miami, talk about a show. There's hype and fight. Downs are made with balls in flight. What's gonna take to learn? That's Miami, you're gonna get burned. The score, legit. Better work hard, you might as well quit.
Come on, people. No one in the organization said, gay. Might not want to do that. Cincinnati Bengals have one called Fear the Tiger.
Yeah.
This one's not too bad because it features
Bootsy Collins
as the singer. And the players are in it a lot, and they're mouthing it a lot, and they're dancing poorly a lot.
But at least you got an actual musician who knows what he's doing.
We're the biggest cats in the jungle. When we come through, we gonna shake, rattle, and rumble. Rumble like some thunder in the middle of the summer. Running over players like a Hummer and a Honda.
So that's the Cincinnati Bengals. That video's up there as well. We played for you yesterday the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball boogie. Yep.
Come on.
That starred all of the team members, including Oral Hershiser. Gay dance.
We like to hustle and we'll give you more.
We're a bunch of guys who really like to score.
Yeah.
We're playing hard in this baseball race. Swinging the bat. Stealing the base.
All right, good enough with that.
Wow.
Your favorite Dodger players like you've never seen them before, the video says.
Yeah,
I mean, because we look up to guys like Mike Socha today, but see this video, it may change your mind.
Also, we played for you the Lakers, Just Say No. I don't know if you remember that one where they're rapping. Magic's on it, Pat Riley, everybody's on it. But for my money, you can't beat the Los Angeles Rams.
Come on.
Song from the 80s that is called Ram It.
Oh, nice.
Ram It. It's the Los Angeles Rams, and who's their Eric Dickerson is one of the people that's on it because he was playing for the Rams at the time. And Ram It is really, really creative.
Hollywood handsome, Dodge City tough. If you throw it my way, it's going to get rough.
I like to ram it, as you can see. Nobody likes ramming any more than me.
They call me Jeter, nobody dresses sweeter. But under this cool is a quarterback mistreater. I come from the air, looking for the sack. I don't stop coming till I put them on the back. This is limousine with it, my moves are like dreams. They call me the demon on special team. I know how to rock from the toes to the head. When I pull the trigger, I'll knock you dead.
I'm a mountain man from West VA. They call me Herc, and I came to play. I learned long ago to ram it just right. You can ram it all day and ram it all night.
See?
That St. Louis agreed to take the team after
what
this video.
Were
got out.
They thinking?
He can ram it now, all night and ram it all day.
See, because it's a double entendre.
Yeah,
oh, dear
that's
God.
Crazy.
That's so good.
Mike, was that the slogan for the club back in the 80s? Let's ram it? Because they keep showing it up on the Diamond Vision. It keeps flashing in the stadium. Let's ram it.
I don't think so.
I don't think it was on the field. Maybe in the bedroom.
Anyway, go to krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. Right under the Internet Roundup is an entire segment called The Athletes Who Shouldn't Sing. Give yourself enough time, because once you watch one, you're going to have to click on all of them and watch them all. Because they're all equally horrible. And you'll love them. And we need to bring this back. Current sports teams doing gay video.
Assistant producer Alex, the super whore, has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
You have been the firewall of the Kevin and Bean show for many years now. You are hard at work keeping, as hard as this is to believe from people who listen to the show, keeping things that are even worse from making it to the air.
Well, apparently my veto on your friend's voicemail was not strong enough.
Well, it's time for bad pitches.
Bad pitches for you.
Are you just trying to waste our time with your bad celebrity expert, spokesman, or public relations pitch?
Bad pitches for you.
Silly waste of time, dumb pitch.
Damn it.
See? You know what's odd is that we get these emails all the time from different PR companies and stuff like that, and you read it and you go, really? I mean, I want to talk to these people and say, how many yes votes did you get on this anywhere in the world?
Look, it's not their fault. They have
horrible.
Crappy clients.
It's not. Yeah.
Horrible.
It's like
not
a record
fault.
Label trying to pump a crappy band. You know.
You do feel bad for them, though, if that's their job, is if somebody's, and I don't know which pitches you have for us today, but somebody's written a book about, you know, healthy snacks to eat while you watch football or something. So they're trying to get interviews around the Super Bowl, and nobody wants to talk to that person. But you feel bad that that's their job.
I have something better than that, Bean. I have bird songs from around the world.
Bird songs?
Yep, featuring songs of 200 birds from the Cornell Lab.
Wait a minute.
Dude, it's a follow-up to last year's bestseller, Bird Songs, North American Birds in Song.
Is this a CD?
Yeah. Oprah Magazine says it's sweet music for serious birders.
Oh.
What? Dear God.
Please
really?
Please dying to find out their audience.
So we could have the guy on, and we could play little snippets of birds, and he can tell us why they're cool?
Yeah, we can talk to Les Beletsky. A great gift for all occasions.
I'm going with no on that one.
A great gift. Now
for
I know what to
birders,
do for
birders, by the way.
Hey, guys, what are you going to do for Leap Day?
Leap Day. Okay.
Are you going to celebrate the year of the frog at your local zoo or aquarium?
You know it. With the Kevin and Bean party machine, year of the frog.
With the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, they're holding fun events and programs to educate people about amphibian conservation. You can investigate salamander habitats.
I believe we already heard.
All right, fine. How about the Gay Uncle's Guide to Parenting?
Hold on a second.
Let's not buzz
too quickly on this one. Tell us more.
Look, apparently, you know, gay people have been telling hetero people how to dress, eat, and live with, like, Tim Gunn, the Fab Five. So why wouldn't they tell us straight people how to parent? Come on, breeders. Read about the sassy, funny, in-your-face guide. What?
The Gay Uncle's Guide to Parenting. Can I buzz it now, Bean?
Well, no, wait.
Yes, because- now you can.
No,
yes,
wait,
we've heard enough.
Because we can hear why. We can finally admit that babies usually smell funny, accept it, and move
Come
on.
Come on with
That's
that.
That's a chapter.
Why would they? Who are these people?
Okay, this one actually comes from a listener.
Okay.
Nick Heinley Henkel. I can't tell. It's weird. Okay. But he's got a new product called the Fish and Flush.
The
oh,
Fish
I like
and
the
Flush.
Fish and Flush.
What?
I knew- Damn it, Lisa.
What is,
I knew
what
you
is
would.
It?
It's a whimsical pot.
First of all, don't use the word whimsical ever. Ever. That's never good.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I was looking at the picture while whimsical I was trying to read it.
Come on. Come on.
It's a whimsical potty that turns your toilet into a nautical wonderland.
What? It's an aquarium instead of a tank.
Instead of a tank, it's an aquarium. So you can pee and feed your fish.
Lisa, you realize you're acting excited about this.
I thought this would be funny to talk to this guy. Then.
Because it's bad, you know what? You mean.
Yeah. Lisa, I heard you have a new blog, and you can talk about musicals and the fish and flush on your blog. I can't believe Bean wasn't
so
all over this.
When you flush, you feed the fish?
Yeah,
is that where it goes?
It's a safe,
fish-friendly
aquarium for your bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the water. It's the tank behind the toilet, yeah. And it's completely separate, not at all related to...
But that's where the water comes from.
There are live animals behind you while you're peeing.
So you get one flush, and then they're gone.
I don't know.
You need to get another fish.
Maybe that's how it works.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Very timely, like, you know, Ralph's love of Eddie Money. Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, what's he doing?
God.
To come on the show with his guitar and
kill
talk
me.
About his new book, Puff the Magic Dragon.
No.
Kill oh, me.
Wow.
So bad.
Kill me.
Send that one down to K Earth or something, I think.
Now, this is my last one, and I have a feeling Mike might want to vote yes on this.
Then
I'm
voting
scared.
No. I'm voting no, sight unseen.
But there's a new website called MyDamnChannel.com, and they have a new TV show called... Cooking with Coolio.
I'm sorry. Did you say Cooking with Coolio?
Yeah. The Gangster's Paradise rapper has a new show, Cooking with Coolio. The ghetto witch doctor superstar chef is here to make you forget about every cooking show you've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is a guy who used to have number one records, and now he's not only doing a cooking show, but it's not even on television. It's on the internet.
Yes, it's on the internet. You can watch it on the internet. Apparently the residuals from Gangster's Paradise are not enough, so he's got to cook shrimp online for you to watch.
Does that give you street cred? I'm not down with the rappers today. Is that what you need for street cred? Is your own cooking show?
No, it's cook in, apostrophe.
Cook in.
Cook in.
That makes all the difference.
Because he's,
guys, you may have buzzed too quickly. I may want to vote yes on talking to Coolio. Come on.
Can't have a party without Coolio.
Yo, what's up? It's Coolio with the flow of the neighborhood. Ghetto witch doctor superhero down to go toe-to-toe with any Hank, Frank, and Joe straight from the 4-0. T-H-E-V-Z, 40 things in the house. Mass circle for life, baby.
Okay,
ladies
thanks, gentlemen, Coolio. Thanks for coming by.
All right, yeah.
That is the dreaded double clap on that song.
Needs
in full effect. You're right.
Needs the double clap. All right, we got it. Kevin.
Song done.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So homie, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
Toll free, you call us. We put you on the air. We give you a prize. In fact, today you get two prizes. You win dinner from KFC plus Beowulf. The director's cut on DVD, available from Paramount Home Entertainment. I didn't see that one, but that was the one with the super hot and super naked Angelina Jolie in it. Is that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she was made out of gold, so she really wasn't really
It was kind of a half cartoon, half real.
It was all computer generated.
Yeah, it was kind of weird looking, but still hot.
I saw it in 3D. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Tim in Ontario, good morning.
I definitely agree on Beowulf, definitely.
Right.
But I have a beef with you guys. You know, I mean, ever since the campaign started and stuff, I definitely think Chelsea Clinton should, she's bellable. You know, she should have gotten the bell for her birthday.
Oh, you're upset that we didn't give the bell to Chelsea Clinton?
Tim, I don't know, man.
I know she's on the way, you know, just over the line, but I think she's bellable.
Do you need us to call animal control, first of all?
Sorry, I'm at my friend's house.
Are you attacked by wolves?
I'm just checking.
Make sure you're all right.
Look, this is, I think we're all on the same page here that she's right on the edge of being bell-worthy, but I think the distinction here is you think she's on one side of the edge, we think she's on the other. It's a judgment call. I think we can still be friends.
I think the problem with Chelsea is that you compare her to who she used to be, which is she's hotter.
She looks much better now.
Yes.
But if you just saw her now.
Yeah.
She's not all that.
I've seen pictures of her where she definitely looks great, but then in other angles, she still has a lot of the old Chelsea dog face.
How about a coin flip? No?
No, friendo.
No. Sorry, friendo.
No coin flip.
What are we flipping for? I need to know.
Call it.
Let's go to Josh.
Hey, by the way, just as a PS on that call, and I'm glad he dialed us up, Meghan McCain is where you want to go. That's the hot potential first daughter that you ought to be checking out right now.
Oh, is that John McCain's
daughter?
Granddaughter?
Yeah,
but she's 50.
Yeah,
his daughter's 50.
Yeah. No,
isn't
no. She's not that old. She's not that old. She's
he's
80, very, very attractive.
She's got to be 60.
I'll look her up and see how old she is, but she's way hot.
Bean likes all the old stuff.
He does.
True.
Josh in Glendale.
Glendale!
Hi,
what's
going on?
What to do?
What to do, Lisa May? How you doing?
I'm
what
good.
Do?
What's going on?
Hey, I was calling because I didn't hear you guys talk about the magic that occurred on Monday night on Fox. Apparently, there was a special showing of Moment of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this chick on there, And they had her dad, her mom, her sister, and her husband of 2 years. They just recently got married.
Yep.
They start off the show, you know, with all the BS softball questions and stuff, whatever. And then they finally start getting to the good ones.
Get to the good ones, Josh.
Yeah, my bad. I'm turning into Psycho Mike right now.
Yes, you are. You are. And no one wants that.
Get to the good ones.
All right, so they bring out her ex-boyfriend, and her ex-boyfriend asks her, were you still in love with me, you know, when the day you got married? And then the sister hits the bell.
Yeah.
And then the next question was, do you think, that ex-boyfriend asked her, do you think I'm the one, you know, you should be married to right now?
First, let me clarify. First, they asked, the host asked him, asked her, were you in love with somebody else on your wedding day? And she said, yes. Which you go, wow, her husband of 2 years is right there.
Then they bring, the
then they bring out the boyfriend, and the boyfriend says, do you think you should be married to me, that I'm the one?
He said, if I were to ask you back, if I wanted you back, would you leave your husband for me? And she says yes.
Oh, my God.
That's television.
Come on. So divorcing. That doesn't get better than that.
Did she end up winning a bunch of money, you guys? Does anyone remember?
Josh, do you remember if she won?
No, they asked her if she thought she was a good person. She said yes, and it was false.
And they buzzed her.
The answer is false.
So she gave up all that information and didn't win a penny. That's why that show rules.
That's fantastic. Hey, Ralph, Meghan McCain?
Yes.
23.
But that's clearly granddaughter.
How the hell does a 77-year-old man have a 23-year-old daughter?
He's a goer.
That's how. Goer. He's John freaking Stud McCain.
Viagra. God bless Viagra for Johnny.
Granddaughter. That's all I'm saying.
It's Jim, his daughter, I'm telling you.
Jim in Fullerton. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What did you do?
Good. I've seen that fish and flush thing before.
Oh, you have?
With the fish tank behind the toilet?
Yeah, well, what it is it's if you take like a fish or a toilet tank and make it clear,
right,
and then put a smaller tank inside of it, and then the interior tank is the toilet tank,
see,
and the exterior one is where all the fish go.
It's
all smoke and mirrors,
so you can see the fish, and when you flush, the water in the inside goes down.
Right, but you can see through both tanks.
Do you own that?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I wish, though. It'd be great.
Really? Because I was going to ask, the bigger question is, why would anyone want to own that?
Well, everybody's got those, you know, sea... I can't think of... They decorate
sea monkeys,
their...
Sea monkeys?
No, they decorate their bathrooms with
sea shells. See you next Tuesday.
I don't know what's the answer
themes,
to that.
The sea themes Seaweed. In their bathroom.
Sea biscuits.
Sea scallop.
Right sea biscuits.
Sea salt.
Why are you mean?
See me flip you off.
Nicely done.
Lisa.
All right, let's go to Jennifer.
Here's the thing. I don't want anything live in the bathroom with me when I'm releasing.
You're going to kill it?
Because I will kill it. Yes, I'll have a bunch of floaters in the bowl and in the tank.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fish could have its eyes water, but it would in Ralph's case.
Jennifer, good morning. What'd it do?
Hi, good morning.
Hi there.
I wanted to tell you guys about the Charlie Sheen thing.
Charlie Sheen, yeah?
Yeah, so he did. He went to court, and the judge ruled in favor of whatever her name is.
Denise Richards? Richards?
Yeah. Oh, I see. So he tried the court. That, yeah, he couldn't stop
that, it. Yeah, he did that, and it didn't work.
Then he went to Seacrest and said, don't put my kids on the show. Please don't submit them to that. And Seacrest said, screw you, 2.5 men.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a business decision.
Bastard.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Jennifer, for the call. That's good. Let's end with Mark in Orange. Good morning, Mark.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, Lisa May?
Hi, Mark.
All right, keep in mind, this was in high school, but my license plate holder in high school said, my other ride is your daughter.
Oh. You playa.
The only reason that I don't hate that one is because you're not trying to get laid with that. You're trying to tick people off with that.
Yeah, I got plenty of moms flipping me off, and my name was brought up a few times at a PTA meeting, I heard.
Sure.
So, I did it justice in high school.
Well done, Mark. Thank you.
You're a ne'er-do-well. That's what you were in high school.
It's causing trouble.
Yep.
Causing trouble, that's me.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right. No very special guest to thank on today's program, but all of that changes tomorrow with another Red Hot Kevin and Bean show.
We have Ask a Mexican tomorrow. Gustavo Arellano will be on the program.
Oh, good.
He's the one who started the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to call in and ask him questions. We're going to talk about gigantic fights that started over little tiny insignificant things.
You know, when we were talking about this off the air, it dawned on me that I challenged Kevin to a fight years ago on the show. I almost punched him in the head. We were fighting over the bum fight tapes Remember the bum fight DVDs?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I was so incensed that they would beat up homeless people and try to sell it on the DVDs.
No, I was so angry and I said,
loved it and said it was a great
idea.
And
I said, Ralph, you would watch that? And he said, yes.
And I got so angry. He said, I will hit you. I let the videotape that. Let you and me fight. I was physically threatening Kevin over a DVD. It's a little in proportion.
Good times.
Yeah. Well, this story in the news involves friends who are split on whether it's Senator Clinton or Senator Obama that gets their vote. And that's what apparently led to one stabbing the other one. So we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow.
Wow. Sometimes you got to
take
matters into your own hands. How do you tell somebody that they might should get checked for an STD? How do you do that?
Not tell them they might should get checked.
You might should get checked because I got a little something that you might. And you can do it anonymously. So we're going to tell you how to do
that
tomorrow.
That's a classy way to handle it.
Hey, person, whoever
classy,
you were
San Diego.
With. I'm not saying you were with anyone recently, but you might want to get tested.
All right, everyone who doesn't have to worry about getting an STD, raise your hand. Ooh, not so fast.
Put your hand down.
And there's a college course on how to grow weed.
What?
That sounds like something worth signing up
Plus,
for.
We'll continue with K-Rock's World Tour, which is destination number 8, Rage Against the Machine in Lisbon.
Fantastic. Cat Corbett's coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Why not stick around for some Audio Slave? Also, that great new song from the band MGMT. Also, The Offspring, Finger 11, Incubus, and more after this on K-Rock.